let's move that for another day, though. I'm going to be back with you on what is it? Wednesday?
Oh, come on, Julia.
Oh, that's the voice of John Holmes, by the way, who've just marched into the studio.
Have you been banging on about your feminism again?
Oh, that, me and my feminism.
Honestly. On and on she goes.
If I'm allowed
back.
You're
like an old woman.
I am an old woman. If I'm allowed back in the building by John, I'll be back on Thursday. But tell me, John, in your shouty way, what's coming up on your show?
I don't know.
Giving away some women?
That's a good idea.
Do you know what? I reckon you could definitely sell that. The boss will, he'll agree. Denny will agree to that.
Give away women. That's Julie Hartley Brewer's idea, not mine, by the way. We're giving away some meat, and that's not the same. Before you say it.
Which, now, what kind of meat are you giving away today?
Well, there's a choice. Chicken, beef, or lamb. You've got a choice. It's still a choice. And today's a game of dead or alive. That is the medium by which I am giving away the meat.
So the meat might be alive?
No, I'm not going to give away live meat. There are rules about that. You've gone mad today. What's wrong with you?
There are rules about this. Listen, I've just been interviewing Emily Thornberry. It always makes my brain explode. So now I'm trying to clarify. What is your policy on the Falklands, John?
My policy on the Falklands? Well, I think, personally, they should give it to me. Because, you know, Richard, you know Virgin Radio's launched today.
It certainly is.
Right? And that's our sister station.
Jeremy, not Jeremy, I'm obsessed with Jeremy Corbyn, Richard Branson's been
Jeremy Corbyn.
Gallivanting around the building in the last week. Do you know what? Isn't it fascinating when people actually look rich?
He does, doesn't he, though? He's got
a rich man's tan.
He's got his jacket was one of the softest I've ever encountered.
Do you think there might be an office outing to Necker Island?
Well, this is my point. He's got Necker Island, I want the Falklands. I think that'd solve all manner of, don't give it to Argentina or Britain, give it to me.
Do you know what? I think we should put this forward. Have you talked to the UN about this?
They're not returning my calls, to be honest.
They're like that. They really are like that.
They do what everyone does. They just went, oh, just put it in an email. Yeah, everyone says that.
Right to your local MP. So, John, what else, other than giving away meat, not women, are you going to be carrying?
Show menu. All right, OK, so there's meat there. A Lonely Lunch Club, which is now a thing. So what happens in that is, if people are eating lunch on their own, maybe they've been shunned by their colleagues because they smell or they're not liked, then we will become a virtual colleague for them.
Is that a typical talk radio listener?
I'm finding out that it is, yeah. They are allowed to chat about whatever they like. Last night's TV, of course, they can do a bit of last night's TV. They could do some of the colleagues in the office. It's office banter, and we just sort of join in with it, even though we don't know who they are.
Can't wait. Do you know what? I'm going to call into that. I'll be having Masani on my own. The time now is 12:58. I'll leave you in the very capable-ish hands of John, the meat-soaked hands of John Holmes. I'll be back with you at 7 o'clock tomorrow. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Startup Fair. Are you an exhibitor?
Yeah, Rachel Dunn. Twinkle Cupcakes.
Right. Got your schedule and coffee token?
Yep.
Oh, and your public liability insurance?
No.
We need it for all stallholders. Contact Direct Line. Their annual public liability policy covers you at trade fairs and they'll email right away to confirm you're covered.
So I could still set it up today?
Sure.
With an extra coffee token.
Nice try. Next, please.
Instant proof and confirmation of cover. Can your public liability insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Right now, the UK is at the cutting edge of innovation, and the world is looking to our tech companies to help develop the future of healthcare, smart cities, and infrastructure. Think smart and find live opportunities to grow your business. Visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
What a great day for a bargain. Not even the mile-long queue was enough to put you off. Or the frenzied scramble for those to die for heels. They're fabulous, by the way. And it doesn't matter that you don't need an ornamental elephant lamp. You couldn't not buy it at that price. Because you didn't just get out of the right side of the bed. You got out of the right bed. Premier Inn. Incredible value to help you wake up wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful life.
When a punter takes a tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio, and ahead of things, Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour's criticised the government over the UK steel crisis. Tributes are being paid to a murdered shopkeeper, and the BAFTA nominations are out.
Talk Radio.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's calling for the Parliament to be recalled to discuss the crisis in the steel industry. 15,000 jobs are at risk after the Indian company Tata announced it wants to sell all its UK assets. Mr Corbyn says the government's in disarray over what action to take. David Holst from the GMB unions told Talk Radio he's disappointed by the decision.
Over a considerable amount of time, months now, we've worked with Port Talbot Management to try and present a survival plan to the Mumbai board, and for them to just refuse it without testing it or trying it is very disappointing, because the effect it's going to have on our members and communities and families is just one of pure devastation.
A family say they're devastated after the death of a shopkeeper who was attacked outside his store in Glasgow. A man from Bradford has been charged with the murder of 40-year-old Asad Shah on Thursday. Stuart McDonald is the SNP MP for Glasgow South.
The crowding campaign online, which I've got in front of me right now, is £103,316. It's brought out the best in people. So I ended the day still sad, but proud. Proud as well. Proud of the way that the South Side had rallied together for one of its own.
A court in Cyprus has heard a man accused of hijacking a passenger plane and diverting it to the island told police he did it to see his estranged wife and children. He was remanded into custody following a hearing earlier. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested on suspicion of murder after a man was stabbed to death in Essex earlier this month. He's been questioned about the death of a 48-year-old in Harlow. The French president is abandoning his plans for constitutional reforms following November's Paris attacks. Among François Hollande's proposals was a measure allowing convicted terrorists to be stripped of their nationality. The country's two houses of parliament have failed to reach an agreement on the reforms. Idris Elba, Ian McKellen and Adele have all been nominated for a TV BAFTA for the first time. They'll find out if they've won at a ceremony in May. BAFTA's deputy chair, Jane Lush, has described the field as very broad and diverse. She says she's pleased to see Ruth Madeley's been picked up for Best Actress alongside Claire Foy, Sheridan Smith and Saran Jones.
We can never be complacent and things can always be better, but actually it is a very diverse list of nominations, and we shouldn't forget that it's not just about race. So we have Ruth Madeley, an actress who uses a wheelchair, nominated for her very first role as leading actress, which is fantastic.
Well, it is fantastic as well, isn't it? Absolutely right.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's been a distinct lack of that in my experience and opinion, Victoria. Of diversity, but this was a problem with the Oscars, wasn't it?
Well, this is it. They've gone further than the Oscars.
They've gone. The Oscars didn't do it. We'll do it. We'll get. Everybody's welcome here. Not like the racist Oscars, they say. I think that's good. Have you heard our diversity paper review? Because we're ahead of the curve on this.
Yeah. I have heard it.
There you go. You see, so it's nice that BAFTA are following our lead, Victoria. We started the diversity paper review, which of course we heard Lenny Henry there in an advert as well, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he's now agreed to do adverts on here. Because of our diversity policy.
Specifically that reason.
That's exactly it. It's nothing to do with money changing hands, no. It's about diversity. The diversity paper review is where people of diversity review the papers. It'll be happening later. We've got a lesbian in today.
Ooh.
Excellent news. Victoria, carry on. Have you got anything else?
Talk Radio, national weather.
All right, fine. There's a jingle there, apparently. I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah.
That was my fault. My bad.
That's all right. It's all right. Good. So the weather, sunshine and occasional showers across the UK with a risk of some thunder and hail. Highs of 13 degrees.
Victoria, thank you so, so much.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with some bad news this lunchtime for Newcastle and the Republic of Ireland. Goalkeeper Rob Elliott will be out for at least 6 months.
6 months.
It follows a knee injury suffered in last night's 2-2 draw for Ireland against Slovakia. Meanwhile, some better news for England and Stoke goalkeeper Jack Butland. He says his ankle operation has been successful and he's 3 screws closer to being a walking toolbox. England's women cricketers have been set a target of 133 to beat Australia in their World 2020 semi-final. final. Charlotte Edwards' side are aiming to reach the final of the tournament for the fourth time. Meanwhile, England's men take on New Zealand in their last four match at the same venue this afternoon. On to golf, and England's Lee Westwood says he wants to captain Europe at the 2020 Ryder Cup. Westwood's played in the competition nine times and is fourth on the list of Europe's all-time list of point scorers. Finally, British number one Johanna Konta faces previous winner Victoria Azarenka in the semi-final of the Miami Open Tennis later this afternoon. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much. That's powered by TalkSport. You know, you talked about a walking toolbox in that.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what we call you, except without the box part. This is Talk Radio. It's 1:05.
Talk Radio. When you thought it was safe to turn on the radio, here comes another round of Sounds Fantastic. Can you identify this sound? Well, that's a didgeridoo full of wombats playing their credit cards like wobble boards. Now, how about this sound?
Go compare.
Sounds like that fantastic website where you can check out a whole shitload of credit cards to make sure...
Subject to status and lending criteria.
You get the one that's right for you.
From loans to plastic, they're quite the fantastic. Nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome then. Here's the thing. It's a budget thing. E-Dog. I don't understand it.
But it's a rap thing, isn't it?
Why? David Cameron. What idiot. Floppy haired amateur. What people are calling me. Good morning.
John Kennedy.
Claudius. As we throw ourselves into the path of an oncoming Jesus. And I'm happy to do so. Yeah. Bold. Get some perspective.
Very relevant.
Quick question for you. Ape face or log box, as they're calling it. Do the jingle. Do the jingle. I've got my cipher on slurring drunk people. And I'm happy to do so. Yeah. Insta thing.
The departure.
At the weekend. Waste his time in the morning, as you know. It wasn't without merit. London's glittering London. Well, that was like a sort of broadcasting chlamydia.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out to get on a journey, the twist of my fabric of nature.
So hello to you then, and good afternoon. Welcome us once more unto the breach of a fair number of Ofcom regulations, dear friends. Boldly rode the some people into the jaws of a Wednesday afternoon on Talk Radio, lowercase talk, uppercase radio. We've still not really got any idea why. Into the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock rode the amateurish radio team. News to the right of them, adverts to the left of them, weird talking in front of them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with the aforementioned adverts for Selco, where the trade go, reeled from the advert about the non-staining paint on the wall of a pub. There's no reason why it is ours but to do or die. Into Wednesday afternoon rode the John Holmes radio thing team. When can their glory fade? Oh, the wild charge they made. Honour thy bit between Julia Hartley Brewer and Sam Delaney Brigade between 1 and 4 o'clock. Not my words, any of that, of course. Not my words, but the words of Alfred Lord Tennyson in his poem The Charge of the Light Brigade. I paraphrased it slightly, but it is what we are driving at. Hello, for I am the aforementioned John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the afternoons, and in it today, we hijack the broadcasting plane marked features. As tradition dictates, I now outline some of what they are. Well, there is Lonely Lunch Club. That's coming in about some time. Headline hijack, of course, put a fake news story into the news at 2 o'clock. It will come out of Victoria's mouth. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. The diversity paper review, we've already talked about that. It's a lesbian today. The news in haikus. There is work experience punditry. We have a guest for you. It's comedian Tom Rosenthal. He comes in for some reason. Plus, another chance to win some meat in a game of dead or alive. All of that coming this afternoon, of course. It's also it's a fruity combination of sort of crystally malt, isn't it? A rich ruby-coloured classic, belying its appearance with a complexity of flavour, mouth-filling fruit, prunes, plums, dried apricots. That's not this show. That's the Kentish Ale Bishop's Finger. What I've done there is I've mixed up Afternoons on Talk Radio with the Kentish Ale Bishop's Finger. I always do that, don't I?
When you drink it all morning.
It's an easy mistake. It's my own fault. Ginger Dave isn't here today.
Yes!
Come on!
No teacher!
Ginger Dave isn't producing today, so whatever goes wrong is all Asprod Cass's fault. She's the assistant producer. We call her Asprod, and that's the only reason we call her that. Hi, Cass.
Hello.
Hi, she's there. Good. What else is happening? Oh, that's right. It's Chloe pressing buttons this afternoon. Hi, Chloe. Hi. Quite quiet there. It's Victoria reading the news.
Hi.
Hi, Victoria. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is being punched in the arm.
What?
By News's Victoria. Go ahead. Absolutely, absolutely. Just punch him as hard as you possibly can.
Yeah,
that was quite good. Welcome then. I am John Holmes, and this, unless I'm very much mistaken, is Afternoons on Talk Radio from the afternoon department of Talk Radio. It's 1:11. Let's do some music. It's past 1:00. That is the noise of Biffy Clyro, the captain. Somebody asked me why I'm playing Biffy Clyro, the captain.
Oi, John!
Not you. Asprod Cath.
Why are you playing Biffy Clyro?
He's in the studio.
Hey!
Hello!
In the Ginger Dave seat.
This is the first time I've actually ever seen her.
I know!
I never knew what she looked like.
She's weird, isn't she?
Yeah.
I'm a bit weird.
Look at her hair.
Yeah.
So, just because Dave's a ginger, I mean, what have you done? Your hair's mental coloured.
It's red and blue.
Yes. And do you know what? If only it was white as well, it would lead me neatly into the story, Cass.
Oh, what's the story?
The big story that everyone is talking about, no one is talking about apart from us, is this. The reason I play Biffy Clyro, which I know you're going to ask me.
Why did you play Biffy Clyro?
Because this song's called The Captain.
No.
And I bring you news of a new superhero. So, yes, we're familiar with Captain America, aren't we? With his Civil War and his Winter Soldier. But I bring you Captain Britain.
My goodness.
Yes, I know. This is genuine. I'm not making this up. This was a superhero that was created in 1976, featured in a number of comics. Obviously, not as well known as Captain America at all. But I suppose to comic geeks, it probably is. He was born in Essex,
as you would be.
Yeah, there's now a sort of development that Captain Britain, because of the whole popularity of superheroes and Captain America and Marvel and so on and so forth, that Captain Britain might well now be a proper thing. It's coming. It's been here before, but now it's coming back, right? Because in a storyline involving Captain Britain, he helped prevent a neo-Nazi takeover of Britain with the help of Captain America. So this is proper.
Oh, nice.
And they saved the then Prime Minister, Jim Callaghan.
Jim...
I mean...
Jim Callaghan.
Yeah.
President Jim.
Yeah, notice he didn't turn up when Thatcher was ill.
Layabout.
That's all I'm saying. So this is the news that Captain Britain may well become like a proper thing.
What, are they making the magazine again?
I think it's going to be a TV series.
A TV series?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who would play Captain Britain?
Who would you have play Captain Britain? Les Dennis.
Yes.
He's too cool.
It's too obvious.
What do you mean?
He's too cool.
Warwick Davis.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
It'd be awesome.
Just a little Captain Britain. Mm. Yeah.
You could be a sidekick.
Thanks. this is... it was a British response to Captain America, right? So, but the thing is Captain America's sort of cool, isn't it? I mean, because it's...
He's not cool, though, is he?
Well, yes.
He
Stars
very...
and stripes, you know.
Yeah.
He's got a shield. What would Captain Britain, what would he have? A sort of...
Dustbin lid.
Well, yeah, or just it'd just be armed with a sort of mild sense of entitlement.
You know, and sort cynicism.
Of, sort of thinks the world owes him a living. That's what he'd have, wouldn't it? You know, sort of, he'd be a neo-Nazi, right, would come up to him, you know, and, like, threaten to kill the Prime Minister, as happened in that storyline, you know, and Captain Britain would just sort of go, well, you know, I'm entitled... What? Where's my job? I'm entitled to benefits, he'd say. In the face of you, Nazi.
Come at me, I've got table manners.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, this is the story. Now, what we need, of course, is somebody who can talk about this on the phone. Now, you know, Cass, you've been, although we haven't heard from you before, you know how talk radio works, right? I've been learning over the last week.
I don't really, because I keep getting it wrong.
I know you do. But this is what happens, right? We set up a story,
mm-hmm.
right? I've more than adequately done that now, right?
Okay.
Right. Take my word for it, I have.
All right, okay.
Right, so we now know the story is about Captain Britain, right? Now, what happens now is we have to do some adverts.
Yep.
But after that,
mm-hmm.
there needs to be a guest on the phone.
About Captain Britain?
Yes. You know, I'll leave that in your hands. But...
Yep.
What I would say is, don't do what you did yesterday and get an unintelligible Scotsman on with a bad phone line.
Or somebody to do with literary things.
That was your fault. Yes, I wanted a litter expert.
Yes.
And I said to you, get someone literary, didn't I?
Because, but that's not a word!
And you got a professor of literature from Oxford University, who was then had to talk about recycling. I mean, we got away with it. That's fair. But, you know. So I say to you,
okay.
The story is Captain Britain. This is another test of your skills.
Yep, I'm going right now.
Because producer Dave is appalling at this.
Mm.
Right.
Well, that's why he gives me all the jobs.
Yeah. Well, now, so what?
And his training is clearly rubbing off on me.
Is what is
rubbing off on me? Training.
Oh,
train.
His training.
Train. Yeah, that's what I said.
You don't want Dave's training rubbing off on you.
No.
Don't want.
Trust me.
No.
There are students who will tell you as much.
Con.
Where is he at the moment?
Cardiff University doing a talk.
Oh, right.
Rubbing off.
Yeah,
his training.
Yeah, you're rubbing off
onto
his
the
students.
Anyway, it's 18 minutes past one. We'll have something on the phone after this.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95, benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Whether it's food or cosmetics, demand for UK products overseas is growing fast, and your business could be missing out. For help selling online to millions of people around the world, visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good.
Wait. I see you, baby! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras!
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M11 in Essex is struggling south. There's been an accident just before junction 6 for the M25. One lane's closed, queues back to 7. The northbound M6 between 12 at Telford and 13 at Stafford South is very busy. There's two lanes closed there because of an accident. Suffolk's A12 in Wrentham, that's still closed both ways for accident investigation. Norfolk's A11 in Thetford remains closed north at the A1075 for the recovery of an overturned lorry. And in Tyne and Wear, the A69 in Bladen remains blocked eastbound near the A694 because of a breakdown. I'm Joanna Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
21 minutes past one, it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. Very quickly, some of your reaction today, your reaction on, you can always react to Talk Radio, that's what it's for, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you want.
What's some reaction that's come in?
Yes, Well I Never has come in from Surprised in London. Yeah. Value retail customer said, it only cost me £8 in the sale. And a group of school children have said, fight, fight, fight.
Thank you very much. I got one here as well from Man on Twitter. It just says, I agree with Colin. It's 22 minutes past one. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And if you've only just tuned in, you've missed scintillating, and I use that word incorrectly, chat about Captain Britain. Captain Britain is a thing. You've heard of Captain America? Yeah, with his Civil War and his Winter Soldier. Familiar with his work, aren't you? Captain America with his shield and his face. But Captain Britain is actually a genuine thing. He is a genuine Marvel comic superhero. He was invented in 1976. We understand he could be having a comeback, but we are now puzzled as to what Captain Britain might do or represent, given, you know, Britain. Producer Cass, Ass Prod, Cass, assistant producer. That's what that means. That's all that means.
Not Ass Prod.
No. She is charged, has been charged with getting a guest on the phone that says Britain. Let's find out who it is. Who is it, Cass?
It's Bill.
Bill, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Good, very well, thank you, Bill. What are you, Bill? What are you?
I'm an MEP for the West Midlands, representing UKIP.
Excellent. Oh. Excellent. Thank you.
Well, did I do good?
We'll find out. But well, Bill, welcome. Bill Etheridge, am I right?
That's me, yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, fine. So you've heard this story about Captain Britain, okay? Right?
Yeah, well, I'm a Marvel Comics fan. In fact, I remember having the first Captain Britain comics when they came out back in 76.
Wow.
Really? Is that what led you towards UKIP?
Absolutely, it was an obsession with comic characters and fictional stories.
Fair enough. That's what I love about you, Kip. You get them on the radio or the telly, they just damn themselves with faint praise. I mean, Bill, but I mean, obviously you are, you know, the whole Britain thing, and we were trying to work out what Captain Britain would do, right? As opposed to what kind of, I mean, in, you know, what? But you obviously you know about Captain Britain, but you know, if he comes back in the modern world. What, Bill, would we ask him to help with? What do we want him for?
Well, I think he should come back with us having... I mean, Captain America's got his shield.
Yes.
I think Captain Britain should have a cricket bat.
It's good.
That would be ideal.
The thwack of villains' heads on Willow.
Absolutely. Instead of a bat cave, he should be based from a pub.
Yes.
And I think he should draw his superpowers from fish and chips.
This is good.
And I think if he had that, he would be, you know, probably the most impressive superhero we've got. And of course, his enemy would be the evil EU man who he could.
I mean, this is.
There we go.
If you adopted this as actual policy, right, you could be him. Bill.
I actually thought it was policy.
The things that Britain, you know, like we're known for. I mean, I'm seeing him in like a Peter Storm anorak. You know, as part of his, that's a British thing, isn't it? You know, like a Pacamac based one. And I want, you know, maybe a pair of Crocs. Just because people just wear them, don't they?
Yeah.
People
get... Being a black country chap, I'd like to see him in a flat cap as well.
Flat cap? Yeah, absolutely. Very British. A trilby, maybe.
Could he have a whippet?
Well, yes, a whippet. A picture.
Well, why not?
A picture of a rundown shopping centre on his chest. I mean, it's all the things that make this country great. And I see your pub, Bill, but I raise you a base in a bottle bank in a supermarket car park. Because traditional.
You're talking.
It's traditional, isn't it?
I think that would be good. That would be good. I think the great thing about Captain Britain is he can be more flexible. He's pretty fairly pragmatic about these things, and he doesn't really need all the luxurious surroundings of the superheroes because he's very good at making do, and he'll just carry on regardless.
Yeah, and he'd have to be on a 0 hours contract as well, wouldn't he? just to rub that in, you know. An EU 0 hours contract. He has to fight against it, doesn't he?
Well, that's it, and it could be an ongoing theme for the comics. There's all sorts of supervillains that could come out of the EU to take him on. So he could have a good old battle with him. I'd certainly buy the comics. I'm ready to buy them right now. Let's go with it.
It's what would he has to have a catch? It has to have a sort of Captain America's like Justice for All or something, isn't it? I don't know.
He could shout Brexit.
Yeah, he could. Other opinions are available. he'd have to shout, it's political correctness gone mad at villains.
Well, that's even the PC man is obviously the sidekick of EU man, and they work together to hatch evil plots, which Captain Britain has to foil, based from the bottle bank, and he goes out there and smites them with his cricket bat.
Pretty much nailed it, hasn't he? Yeah.
This is the best. I think we're on. This is the rights for this.
This is the best guest we've ever had.
I'm so glad you're happy.
I am happy, yeah. There he is, yeah, all of that, and then just complaining about the weather to his villains.
Well, of course. That's the only thing that can actually cause him any harm. He has to stop crime fighting if there's a rainstorm forecast. He's going to go with a cup of tea then.
Listen, Bill, it's been a... It's happened, hasn't it? Certainly. I mean, you know, the conversation's happened and that's the point.
It's been odd, yeah.
Bill, good. I won't ask your opinions on anything because they'll be controversial. So, Bill, thank you so much for talking to us. But that's Bill Etheridge, who is the UKIP MEP there.
Good work.
I mean, that's not bad, Kat.
I did my best.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, that was good. He was good.
And I think it's because I didn't have Dave here holding me back.
Yeah, does he normally hold your back? Okay, fine, don't answer that. Right, it's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And in a while, by the way, we're going to talk about sporting injuries.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm suffering from a sporting injury.
I can see, yes.
See
it's
it?
It's around, it's visible.
And I also know, I think it was Roger Federer. Has suffered an injury. Do you know about this? Was the other day?
No, I didn't. No.
But he suffered a bathroom related injury. so that as well. Anyway, we'll sort of tell you what those are as the as the afternoon progresses. However, at 1:28, hello. At 1:28, I'm going to throw to Victoria for some news. Here's Victoria on Talk Radio with the news.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn's written to the Prime Minister asking for Parliament to be recalled to discuss Tata and the steel industry in the UK. 15,000 jobs are at risk after the firm announced it wants to end its operation in the UK as it's losing £1 million a day. Shadow Business Secretary Angela Eagle says the government needs to be clearer about the future of steel.
We have to have a manufacturing strategy and a proper plan. And so far this government have just failed to come up with one. Now the crisis is absolutely upon us, and it's imperative that they explain what they're going to do.
Relatives of a shopkeeper who died after being attacked outside his store in Glasgow have called him a brilliant man. As said, Shah was found injured in the Shorelands area last Thursday. A man accused of hijacking an Egypt airplane has been remanded into custody after appearing in court in Cyprus. Egyptian citizen Saif al-Din Mohammed Mustafa is accused of forcing the plane to divert by threatening to detonate an explosives belt. A 15-year-old boy has been questioned on suspicion of murder after a man was stabbed to death in Essex. Hassan Abdi Mohammed from Harlow was found collapsed on a path at the start of the month. Researchers at Oxford University say some patients in intensive care are being treated in wards that are as loud as pneumatic drills. The study found that on average they were disturbed by noise once every 7 to 16 minutes overnight. And England's cricketers have missed out on a place in the final of the Women's World 2020. They've lost by 5 runs to Australia in Delhi as they finished on 127 for 7. The weather, sunshine and occasional showers across the UK with a risk of some thunder and hail. Highs of 13 degrees.
Victoria had the news just then.
Really well done, Victoria.
Oh, cheers, guys.
Had the news just then.
Victoria.
Good. I mentioned crap injuries, right? Because yes. Mark got a crap injury. Roger Federer had a crap injury. We'll get to that. If you've ever been injured in a crap way, then we do want to hear about it this afternoon. We'll get to some of these. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
There you go. That's how you get in touch. You know, we're also on all the other things as well, like LinkedIn and Tinder. It's 1:31. As I say, you can get in touch with us if you've got a crap injury. We'll get to that. Headline hijack coming next, though.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee. Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:32 in the actual afternoon. As I say, yeah, crap injuries. You can send them in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or @talkradio.
Start your message with any word you want.
Absolutely fine. There is now the small matter of telling lies in the news. So if you have heard this feature before, you will know that the purpose of it is to confuse and befuddle those who aren't listening to the radio at the moment. Maybe they're out for lunch. You see, it's between 1 and 2, isn't it? It's like 1:32. And it's optimum nip out to Pret time. Other Prets are available. Bloody everywhere as it goes. People who aren't listening to this, they need punishing for not being part of it. And the way we do that is we put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. A news lie, something plausible, that when they come back at 2, get back to their desk and they hear the news coming out of Victoria's face. Hello, Victoria.
Hi.
Then they will believe the lie. Right? And it's over to you to make it up. And you can get the headline hijacks to us in the usual ways. In the usual ways.
Usual ways.
The usual ways.
Such as
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or @talkradio.
Start your message with anything you like.
Or are there other ways?
You can email on the website if it's working.
Okay, fine. I doubt that it is.
No.
That's Headline Hijack, and the lines are very much open for it. Just a couple of examples. What's come in so far? Cornelius.
Well, this was one from yesterday that we didn't get time to read out. Is that Boris Johnson is to launch his own line of Viagra pills later this month. The Bojo Mojo will be available in all good pharmacies. That's from Kevin.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. What's coming here? You know, this was on the news, of course. The Great Barrier Reef is experiencing its worst bleaching ever.
Yeah, I don't know whether you saw that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Barry Scott has been arrested and could be extradited to the Australian authorities. Bang! And the reef is gone. you can keep those coming in. Thank you. Who sent that in? Who sent that in, Cornelius? Who sent that in? Who sent it in?
Oh, Chris did.
Thanks, Chris. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you want.
That will be running all the way up till 2 o'clock when one of them, and it could be yours, will be in the news at 2. Now, though, are you lonely?
Lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
This is Lonely Lunch. Lonely Lunch. Have you heard it before? Allow me to bore you with an explanation. If you haven't heard it before, enjoy this explanation. Essentially, we posit that at lunchtime, many people lunch alone. It might be in your house. It might be at work. Maybe your colleagues have gone to the pub and shunned you because you are the disliked person in the office. Fear not, for as you sit there crying into your pickled onion monster munch and overpriced wrap, as in the thing you eat, not a wrap. Anyway, so allow us to be your virtual colleague. This is where we join in with some banter together. We chat about anything you'd like to talk about. You can get in touch just to chat about anything.
Just a little chit chat.
It's absolutely fine. Last night's TV, boom, we've got it covered. Problems with work with the photocopier. Yep, we can do that. We can join in.
Started.
I know. Relationship breakdown. We're a shoulder to cry on. We can help with anything you like. If you want to be part of the Lonely Lunch Club, then do get on the list, which is ever growing. You can the number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And just write Lonely Lunch Club or something. Or Twitter at Talk Radio. Sorry.
Start your message with anything you want.
Anything you want. And just write Lonely Lunch Club on that as well. Why not make it a hashtag? Let's go mad. Anyway, today's Lonely Lunch Club person is a person. And that person is called Jake. And he's on the telephone now. Hello, Jake.
Hello, John. You all right?
Very well, thank you, Jake. How are you, though? More importantly, how are you?
Quite lonely, as is the as I should be. But yeah, other than that, enjoying a spring day, I guess.
It's a spring day. What are you? Why are you lonely? Were you at work lonely or at home?
I work out of my car, so I spend every lunch day on my own.
Right.
So,
are you? What do you do? Are you a dogger?
Not by day. I run an awareness campaign for Bromley Healthcare.
Right.
So I just sort of go around
making people aware.
Making people aware that there is healthcare.
That's good, because not a lot of people don't know that, do they?
No, they don't. Healthcare, no. I'd work with specific types of healthcare, but yeah, so it's all a lot of driving and just me.
Right. And so you're on your own in your car, and what are you having for your lonely lunch, Jake?
I'm having a very lonely sandwich.
Oh, what's in it?
And it's cheese and ham. Pretty standard.
I
might go for a pack of crisps in a bit. But it is genuinely everything about this whole experience. Not anymore, obviously. Now I've got you guys on.
No,
the line,
well, that's exactly right. I mean,
we're sat in the back of your car now.
That's right. You know, we like to paint the scene, as Cornelius rightly says. You know, we've got to imagine that. You know, I mean, I'm in the passenger seat. Con's in the back, obviously. You know,
Con would be in the back.
Child seat. we're sitting in the car. You know, awkwardly parked up. You know, it's a little bit people driving
illegally,
past.
Probably.
Think
we're yellow.
Having an affair or something. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Illegally, yeah. If you like, yeah. So let's just start the conversation. You know, where do you want to go with the banter? I mean,
I don't know. Just last night, did you see the football?
No, but I
saw about 10 minutes of it.
I pretend.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It was pretty pants.
What do you think of the penalty decision?
Oh yeah, and it was obviously an atrocious decision. But all decisions given against England,
this is like Talk Sport now.
I thought it was a handball, actually, Jake.
No,
I've got to say
myself. Anything given against England is obviously wrong.
God, I need to join in with this. Wait a minute, I don't know anything about football.
Just join in. I'm just going to join in.
Well, you see, the lads, didn't they? The lads.
The way they kick that ball.
The lads, they
come. It's our year. It's got to be our year.
Well,
isn't
it's a ball of two halves. isn't it? And it's a decision. There was a decision.
Oh, the decision. The
ball decision.
It could have gone that way or the other way, but it didn't go our way. And obviously, I'm furious. So.
Yeah, and me. I'm absolutely livid.
No such thing as a friendly in my book.
I mean, they're going to be elevated. What they call it?
Relegated.
They're going to be all relegated. The ball's going to be relegated.
They're going to be relegated all over the place.
The goalposts will be relegated. Everything's being relegated. And that's the problem with this country.
Yeah, I'd relegate the ref, mate. That's what I'd do.
Yeah, and me.
Yeah. We've
done football. What next?
I don't know. There was the hijack hoax.
Yeah.
The hijack thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his, the Cypriot president was making light of the whole situation. He sort of leaned into the microphone and he was like, there is always a woman involved.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I just thought it was a typical little bit, disrespectful maybe to the gravity of what could have been a massive diplomatic incident.
Yeah, you know, Jake's got sitting here in the car with him, he's got a point. Yeah, you have got a point there, actually, you know. But then again, Jake, if we can't laugh at them, then they've won.
Exactly, what can you do?
I mean, I'm talking about Cypriot presidents, not terrorists.
Yes, obviously.
Or women.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about women.
Well, yeah, obviously women.
Same, you could have a female Cypriot president, maybe.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah.
We can't let them win.
No.
You're right.
You're absolutely right. You see, the women, they'll just take if you let them, won't they, Cass?
Shut up.
Okay. Okay, we've done politics.
When did Cass get in the car? I didn't hear the door open.
Yeah, she's been in the boot.
Okay.
Which is where they belong. right, we've done politics, we've done sport.
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind? I mean, you know, do you want to moan about anyone you work with or anything, Jake?
No, I mean, because I don't really work. I don't really have direct colleagues. I sort of go I meet a lot of ladies called Sue, Debbie, and Linda.
Oh, Linda!
Oh, Linda!
Oh, you know, salt of the earth,
you
Linda!
Are Linda,
which
she's
one, though?
Great.
There's so many Lindas.
Linda Z.
Yeah, she's so good, Linda. She's almost a man.
Yeah.
No, I mean it's. Don't you think, Cass?
No.
I'd have her as my Cypriot president.
I would. I mean, Linda, you can rely on Linda. And that's the good thing about...
I was saying
to Sue. Yeah. I said, you can rely on Linda, Sue. And she said, yeah, you're absolutely right.
She shouldn't get relegated.
She left Alarmica for a week and came back as the president.
Yeah. That's the thing. Well, the thing about Linda, she could do that, because Linda, for me, she's a woman of two halves. And both of those halves are men. So, you know, that in my book... You know, because you can't let her... I mean, I do like Linda, but you can't let her win because she'll, like,
take
over.
You can't trust her, though, I think is the real issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'd vote for her, but I wouldn't trust her, much like most politicians, really.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're right. I mean, Linda would make a good Cypriot president, you know, knowing what we do about her. But, but better if she was a man, don't you think, Cass?
No, sure.
Who played football.
Yeah, a footballing... A Cypriot man. President man-woman.
Women play football.
Linda. It's only since David Beckham.
Did you hear that?
Come on, Sean.
Women's English football is better than men's.
Women's football's called hockey.
The England, the female English team win.
Women's football's called hockey. Everyone knows that.
That is a fair point. They are better than us.
Is this,
the men.
Don't make me get out this car.
just bear with me.
Pull over.
Bear with me a minute, Jake, if you don't mind. Just bear with me. Hang on. Can you just drop the... right. Is this how talk radio works? Because I'm still learning, right? If I say something like controversial, like that, what I did,
mm-hmm.
Then we get reaction. Mm-hmm. Is that what you do? I'm playing a character.
Yes.
Do you get that, don't you, Jake? I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah,
right?
I know you're not a bigot,
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm sure you're not. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I assume that they wouldn't let bigots on the radio.
Well, have you heard Julie Hartley Brewer?
So you never know.
Well, fair. But no, I'm learning about talk radio. I'm playing a character with Chloe's face through the glass. I'm playing a character, which is what we have to do, because I'm learning of how it works. And you have to say things that are reactionary, like that women stuff. I didn't believe it.
Oh, no.
Just saying it to get a reaction.
Yeah.
Because that's the rules, isn't it?
Tweets. You get tweets.
Tweets,
and, you know,
Jake.
It creates a buzz. Yeah.
Exactly that. So that's all. That's
it's all
that
about
is.
The commentary now. There's, you know, content is only half the picture, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you said then. Listen, Jake, I think... that's fine, isn't it?
That's
your lunch made less, fewer lonely, isn't it?
Thanks very much,
you're
guys.
You're very welcome.
Cheers. That is glad to be of service.
Thank you. That is Jake. He's in a car and he's no longer lonely. You're listening to Talk... Right, I didn't mean it, Cass. I was just doing a character.
I don't like you anymore. I'm going.
Fine. You've got to produce the show.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Coming up... headline hijacks. A lot of those coming in, your made-up news stories for insertion into the news at 2 o'clock. It's 2:45. Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What a great day today's turning out to be. You smashed your sales target before you'd finished your second cuppa. And that awkward chat about your promotion actually went well. Your boss even laughed at your jokes. And he never laughs. He's like putty in your hands. Because you didn't just get out of the right side of the bed. You got out of the right bed. Premier Inn. Incredible value to help you wake up wonderful.
It's a wonderful, wonderful life.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. Right now, new season spring collection sofas are half price. Available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. How inspiring's that? DFS, not percent APR representative.
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £212 waiting for us to claim. Although now you mention it, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M11 in Essex is struggling south. There's been an accident just before junction 6 for the M25. One lane's closed, queues back to 7. The northbound M6 between 12 at Telford and 13 at Stafford South is very busy. There's two lanes closed there because of an accident. Suffolk's A12 in Wrentham, that's still closed both ways for accident investigation. Norfolk's A11 in Thetford remains closed north at the A1075 for the recovery of an overturned lorry. And in Tyne and Wear, the A69 in Bladen remains blocked eastbound near the A694 because of a breakdown. I'm Joanna Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:47, it's almost 10 to 2 in the old money. Your reactions are still coming in. Thank you for that. It's Talk Radio 87222. If you've a reaction you want to share, you have to start in.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
What reactions are coming in?
Yes, Village Cricketer has tweeted to say that he will not stand out against these ragamuffins. Yeah. And Barman says, hello, gents, what can I get you? We've also had a text in from Vernon Kay, but I won't read it out. I'll go to the tabloid and take it out of context.
Right, good. I've got this. It just says, this is from Josephine. It just says, Falklands.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So, oh, I know. Because the news is complicated. The new, I don't know, Victoria, I don't know whether you've noticed, being from the news, that sometimes it's complicated.
Sometimes it is.
I don't know how you get your head around it.
I don't.
Neither do I sometimes, to be honest.
But we're here to help because we know that stories take a bit of setting up and a bit of explaining. However, what we've settled on is explaining the news through the art of Japanese poetry.
Wow.
Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Vernon Kay's marriage. Under threat, time to be put to the test.
Is that one of his catchphrases?
Let's put it to the test.
Oh.
Tess is a pun. because Tess Daly is his wife.
Anyway, that was the news in haikus. There'll be more of those as the afternoon goes on. God help us all. I mentioned crap injuries. Now, I've got one. Roger Federer's got one. And Victoria's got one. And the sharp intake of breath at the beginning of that bit of music was that of Victoria, who we'll come to in a moment. Now, I've got this injury that I mentioned it briefly yesterday on air, but what I did was, it's a sporting injury in many ways. I took my two children bowling, right?
Yeah.
And because the first time, they are 6 and 3, and I thought, well, I'll take them bowling because that's a thing to do at the weekend. And admittedly, I did some dad showing off, because that's what you do, right? I was like, yeah, and they're sort of going, oh, dad, what's he going to do? He's going to knock all the pins down. That's our dad doing that. And I was like, yeah, and I'm going to use the heavy ball to do it with and show off. First thing that happened, of course, I took one step forward, went to throw the thing, and my arm essentially
fell off.
Well, it felt like it. It was like someone had set light to it on the inside.
Oh.
So it's like a repetitive strain injury. But from nothing that was that repetitive.
Can I poke it?
No, you cannot. And I couldn't. No, get off it. That's a support bandage, that is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel supported?
No, it's not helped at all.
Really?
But essentially, it was a show-off dad injury. But I mention it...
A show-off dad injury? Yeah. That's not a thing. You can't invent injuries.
It's a show-off dad injury.
It's not
I guarantee I will not be the only dad... To that has happened to, just to show off dad injury.
Yeah, but it's not a thing like, oh yeah, Rob Elliott has been left out of the football today because he has a show off dad injury from the bowling last weekend. That doesn't happen. Like, you know, it's Achilles heel or something.
It's my wrist.
Yeah, I know, but Achilles wrist.
It's not a thing. So, but no, there will. I guarantee, you know, right, 8-7-2-2, starting making me. There will be a show off dad injury. Someone will have one of those.
Yeah.
Right? But I thought we could. I'm going to turn this into crap injury day, right? Because Roger Federer did as well. He's done a thing.
Yes.
What did he do?
He fell in the bathroom.
Yeah, he's in the bathroom, Roger Federer, and he's fallen over, and it's not even a sporting injury, it's just a crap injury. So I think we want crap injury. You've got a crap injury. Sorry.
It's not a current one, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's
I have
fine.
Recovered. I've recovered, so it's all okay. You don't need to worry.
Yeah.
But a few years back, it was a very cold, snowy winter.
I like that you're setting the scene.
And I was studying, so yeah. I was a bit skinned. So I've been saving up for a long time. And just as Christmas came, I wanted a Apple-based computer, and they yes. cost a lot of money.
Other Apple-based computers are
yep.
available.
And... after Christmas, I got enough money to buy it.
Yeah.
So me and my dad trundled off to Birmingham to buy one.
Yes.
And then in the car, I was very excited, got it out, this packaging, was looking at it. And then he was like, oh, can you just get out and do something?
Yes.
So he pulled over and I put the drawstring bag in the footwell. And I go to get out the car and I fall with my left leg at a complete right angle.
Yes.
Fall on the ground and it goes like a massive clicking sound. Yeah, and I was like, I can't get up. and then got taken to A&E
yes.
after my dad had sorted out whatever he wanted to sort out, you know, priorities.
Yeah.
And I'd broken my ankle. I had a golf ball size swelling on the side of it.
I mean, that is crap. I mean, it does fit the criteria.
Yeah, people were like, oh, were you drunk? Were you partying? I was like, no.
Yeah.
Was it because of the snow? No, I fell out of a car.
Fell out of a car. Like Brian Harvey that
got
time.
Got caught up in a plastic bag.
In an Apple bag.
Yeah.
But it was before you had to pay 5p for it, I hope.
Yes, it was.
Otherwise,
predates
that would have added financial insults to actual injury.
I would be even more bitter.
But it's not as embarrassing as Brian Harvey, is it? Remember Brian Harvey fell out of his own car?
Was that something to the potato?
Yes, wow. That is the crappiest injury of all. Did you find out what Roger Federer did? Because I bet it's not as stupid as Brian Harvey.
He had a bathroom mishap and injured his knee.
Well, we've all done that.
Yeah, he's torn his meniscus falling over in the bathroom.
You don't want to tear your meniscus.
No.
I thought the meniscus was like the surface of water. Like the meniscus of a pond. It's what water boatmen skate on.
Hmm.
I digress. the Brian Harvey story, though. It was absolutely right. Victor was right. He fell out of his own car because he'd, quote, I think, so I'm not on safe ground with this, but almost, quote, ate too much jacket potato.
Too many jacket potatoes. Yeah, I think he had three, which is excessive.
And he overdosed and fell out of his own car and ran over himself. Brian Harvey. From age 17.
They started breathalysing for that now. Just any sort of potato, if you're driving and it's been bad, they pull you over.
There's a potato checker.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I've seen it. Yes, no, absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because moonshine, isn't that made of potato or something?
Apparently you have to leave it two hours after a portion of wedges.
Yes. And if you're caught driving with an open box of waffles, birds eye potato and waffles and waffly versatile, also illegal.
Yeah.
In a driving vehicle. Bear that in mind. It's coming up to 5-2, and that means, by the way, crap injuries. So please, if you can beat any of those, including Brian Harvey, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you want.
However, at 2 o'clock, Victoria has the news. That's coming up shortly. So there's the small matter of headline hijack. That is also you can use the same number to contact us with your headline hijacks. Have you got any that have come in?
Yes.
Cornelius.
Yes. Ooh,
it's
nice.
So what I meant to do was, hang on, look. What I meant to do is play the headline hijack music, but what's happened there is that the machine is broken.
Oh, the machine.
I thought we got through the first hour without something breaking.
Yeah.
But it turns
we
out...
We should rage against that machine.
Right, good. What have you got? Headline hijack?
Rebecca's come in with blues singer Lee Ryan is set to play
There we are. I've literally fixed it.
Wow.
Well, you were over there with your silly text, and I'm busy fixing a machine. What?
Do you want Rebecca's?
Yes, yeah. Please. Hi.
Rebecca said blues singer Lee Ryan is set to play a young Dell boy in a high school based prequel called Saved by the Dell.
Thanks for that. What have we... comedian James Corden.
Oh, yes.
This has come in from Sarah. Has been pulled over by police when recording one of his carpool karaokes that he does. As he and his guest Donald Trump were not wearing seatbelts. And they also had an open packet of bird's eye potato waffles.
Oh, no way.
They were just... That's all Trump eats now. He just dips into... And he doesn't thaw them.
Does he...
Donald Trump will eat
frozen.
Have you not seen that footage of me? He just sucks on frozen potato waffles. Just gets them out and just. Donald Trump. And that's why he's frosty towards Muslims.
There's a logic there.
Not really. So, what's still to come on the programme? Ask me that.
What's still to come on the programme,
well,
John?
Of course there's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Of course there is. There's a diversity paper review. There is a comedian guest. He's Tom Rosenthal. He's in Plebs and that flat TV that there is on BBC Three. Also a game of Dead or Alive. That's right, you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. That is happening later on the programme. It is Talk Radio. It's coming up to 2 o'clock. Headline hijack. Who's the winner?
It's Chris.
Crick, another Chris. Chris.
Spelt with a K this time.
Okay.
K-R-I-S.
Where's Chris from?
He's from... let me get his bio up.
The production would have helped, wouldn't it?
Gets it by Twitter bio up. It doesn't say!
Great! It's Chris from It Doesn't Say! And his made-up news story will come out of Victoria's mouth next to fool those who haven't listened to this bit. 1:58, it's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Over the last 4 years, I've learned that I'm not a total idiot. I've learned that my friends can be surprisingly supportive. I've learned that I can be pretty single-minded. And I've learned that if you want to, you can totally take control of your future.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Fellow citizens, it's time to change. No more will you scrabble around in your pocket for coppers, fumbling at the front of the queue as people stare impatiently. It's time to free yourself, to stand up and say, yes, I am cash free, and I'm proud.
Skinny cappuccino, that's £2.59, please, sir.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless, it's the only change you need.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. UK social enterprises are valued the world over. And right now, there are hundreds of live export opportunities that could be right for your social enterprise. From retail, to food and drink, to education. Find yours by visiting exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, la, la,
la. With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade, it's your reputation.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. It is afternoons. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour's criticised the government over the UK's steel crisis. Tributes are being paid to a murdered shopkeeper and the BAFTA nominations are out.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has called for a recall of Parliament to discuss Britain's steel industry crisis. The jobs of 15,000 workers are at risk after Tata confirmed it wants to sell its entire UK operation. The Indian steel firm says it's losing £1 million a day in the UK. But Terry Schooler, chief exec of EEF, the industry body for engineering and manufacturing employers, is optimistic a buyer can be found.
Yes, there's a cost here. Perhaps Tata has come to the end of its particular journey here. But I think that investment and turnaround plan must be given a chance. It must be given a fighting chance. And that is where I think government support is essential.
Prosecutors in Egypt have reportedly asked Cyprus to extradite a man arrested after a passenger jet was hijacked. The 59-year-old forced an Egypt Air flight to be diverted to Larnaca. It later emerged he was wearing a fake suicide belt. He's appeared in court this morning and been told he'll remain in custody in Cyprus. Justice Minister Dominic Raab claims terrorists are able to travel across Europe more easily because of rules on free movement. Mr. Raab, who's campaigning for the UK to leave the EU, says under current European rules, you can only stop someone at the border if there's a credible, serious and present threat.
What effectively it means is that you can't say no to someone coming into this country from the EU if, for example, you have what may only be sketchy intelligence about links with terrorist groups or indeed an unexplained visit to Syria.
But pro-EU campaigners have warned by leaving the union, we'd lose access to key anti-terror intelligence. The family of a Glasgow shopkeeper who died after being attacked outside a shop last week have described him as a brilliant man and say they're devastated by his death. A man from Bradford has been charged with the murder of 40-year-old Asad Shah in the Shorelands area of the city. And Idris Elba, Mark Rylance and Sheridan Smith are among the stars up for a TV BAFTA. Historical drama Wolf Hall leads the way with four nods, including Best Drama, Peter Kay's Car Share, and This Is England 90 picked up three each. Georgina Campbell, who won Best Actress at the awards last year, has been picking up her favourites from the shortlist.
I really enjoyed This Is England 90, and I actually really enjoyed Catastrophe as well, and Sharon Horgan's up, and I think she's brilliant. It's just like such a strong year. There's so many kind of good things to choose from. Idris Elba in Luther. Yeah, fantastic.
More cats than dogs are being found homes by Battersea Dogs and Cats Home for the first time in its 154-year history. 800 more felines than canines were rehoused by the charity last year. That's on average 9 cats and 7 dogs which have found new homes every single day.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny with some occasional showers across the UK with a risk of thunder and hail. Highs of 13 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. We'll start with some bad news this afternoon for Newcastle and the Republic of Ireland. Goalkeeper Rob Elliott will be out for at least 6 months. It follows a knee injury suffered in last night's 2-2 draw for Ireland against Slovakia. Meanwhile, some better news for Stoke goalkeeper Jack Butland. He says his ankle operation has been successful and that he's 3 screws closer to being a walking toolbox. England's cricketers have missed out on a place in the final of the Women's World 2020. They've suffered a 5-run defeat to Australia in their semi in Delhi. England's men take on New Zealand in their last 4 match at the same venue this afternoon. On to golf, and England's Lee Westwood says he wants to captain Europe at the 2020 Ryder Cup. Westwood's played in the competition 9 times and is 4th on the list of Europe's all-time list of point scorers. Finally, British number one Johanna Konta faces previous winner Victoria Azarenka in the semi-final of the Miami Open tennis later today. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, a worrying report has revealed that almost half of babies born in the UK in the last 2 years have doubled in age. This is said to be costing the NHS £33 million per year.
Thanks, Victoria. And my favourite phrase in all of that news, sport and weather was semi in Delhi. Just so we're clear. I once had one of those. Hell of a holiday.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, good afternoon, 2:05. It is Talk Radio. I am almost certainly John Holmes. You can get in touch with us today then. We are taking your crap injuries. Cringeries. That is on 87222. Start your message with the word talk. At Talk Radio. On Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
You can also get in touch this afternoon by Royal Decree. Now, if that's you, all you have to do, remember, is draw up a formal document containing your request, message or dedication. Have it approved by a head of state according to certain procedures. Any such request, message or dedication can be served by a representative of Her Majesty to Talk Radio this afternoon. And remember not to violate constitution or code of law and to have your message ratified by Parliament. Royal Decrees will be charged at your normal authoritarian decision-based rates. Always ask permission of the Crown.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right then, 2:06. Hello. It is time. Well, let's get some reactionary texts, actually, before we do this, because there are thousands of reaction texts coming in. If you don't remember, if you do have a reaction, it is Talk Radio. We do want it. What have you got, Cornelius?
At Tony Gash on Twitter said, yeah. Vernon K. breastfeeding.
I know. I've just got one here that's from At Woman. Just says, ruddy hell.
Oh, God.
You got another one as well there?
Yeah, no, yeah.
I've got several here, really.
At Wears a Scarf Indoors has said, what about the cultural impact?
I know. I've got one here that just says, burka. So 2:07. Do keep your reactions coming in. But now it is time for, it's time for work experience punditry. That's right. That's right. We have work experiences. They do punditry. And here's one now. Right then, as promised, work experience punditry. It works very much like this. Yes, you've seen pundits. Yes, you've heard pundits. Yes, there are pundits. Where are they? I'll tell you where. They're on the newspapers. They're on the televisions and they're on the radios. And they come there with their valueless opinions of things that are out there. But it's the same old faces, isn't it? The same old people being the pundits, being paid for it as well. But no, we fly in the face of tradition and find the next generation of pundits. And what's more, we don't have to pay them because they're work experience. It's Wednesday, that means it's reviews of hipster nonsense, and we welcome back Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you then?
Good.
Good. Now, last week you regaled us with absolute nonsense of stuff that's out there. We do TV reviews on a Monday, music on a Tuesday, Wednesday, so it is just hipster nonsense. And it's sort of, it's, I don't know, what is it, Ellie? What exactly are you reviewing? What is it?
Exciting things that you can go and visit.
It's stuff that pops up, isn't it? Anything that pops up, pops into your review, doesn't
basically,
it?
Basically, essentially,
yeah.
Yes.
Anything to do with hips, it's beardy or it's got cereal falling out
You're
of
gonna
it.
You're going to absolutely love this week.
Oh, God. It's going to make me angry again.
Are you sure you like weren't tempted by any of the ones I said last week?
You tried to send me to a man's house that's full of rubbish.
Yeah.
He just put stuff from a tip in his house.
And then a toast building competition.
Toast? Yes, that happened. But the man with his house, still not over the man with his house, he's just a hoarder. He's mentally ill. And you tried to get me to go there. He just got stuff, hasn't he?
And instead you went bowling, and then you got injured, so...
Yeah, you got a good point, actually, yeah.
So this week?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Let me think. Hang on. I'm still thinking. Am I excited about this?
Yes.
Where's you? No.
Oh. Well, I think by the end of it, I'll have turned you around.
Let's give it a shot.
All right. So the first thing is, you seem a little bit stressed. You seem like you've not quite come around to the idea of going to things that are fun. I'm going to be honest.
that is fair.
Why he turns up to this.
Because it's not fun. Exactly that.
So the first thing I've got for you is Morning Gloryville, which is basically...
Shall I guess what that is?
Have a guess.
Right. I'm looking at producer Cass through the window. And she's making a face. But anyway, it's fine. Morning Gloryville. Yep. I don't know. Is it a display?
No, not really. No.
A parade?
That's closer.
Do you get handed a sort of blue pill on the way in?
Only if it's like a multivitamin, basically.
Okay. Is it something to do with Oasis?
It's not, actually.
Is it something to do with Oasis having taken a blue pill each?
It's not. Do you want me to just put you out of your misery?
Please do.
It's basically like a rave night, but in the morning. So instead of getting drunk, you'll do things like drink super smoothies and eat kale and then go to a morning rave.
Christ.
And everyone gets up at like 6 in the morning and goes to it before work.
Christ.
There was one this morning, actually, and there's one coming up in a few weeks' time. And I think it would be an amazing thing to sort of revitalise you, John, and get you in the spirit of it.
What a dreadful idea. I mean, just so, you know, so alternative, isn't it? Oh, look, you remember raving? Remember the rave culture? Remember that? Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we remember. But, no, I'll tell you what, let's all be wacky and different. Let's do it, listen to this, guys, in the morning. I was involved in one of these ones by accident, right? So on the old radio station, right?
Yes.
On the old radio station, they did what they call S&P. You know what that is?
Something in promotion.
Sales and...
promotion.
Something like
sales
that.
Sales and promotion.
Yeah, basically, it's sponsored stuff, right? Anyway, so...
sponsors and promotions.
If you like. Somebody on... they organised this, one of these things you're talking about, on a roundabout on Old Street in London, right? And I had to talk about it as though I cared.
Did you love it?
For money. Not even for me, for the radio station. And I found the whole thing hateful.
But honestly...
I had to pretend I didn't.
So you get free hugs.
For cash, for coin.
Free hugs.
I hate you.
What? I'm just trying to bring a bit of joy
free
into
hugs.
Your life.
People who walk around going, free hugs.
Free
smash in the face with a fist.
You can have a free wake-up massage. Maybe they can massage your arm and make it better.
What's this called? Morning Glory what? Well, I do have an injured arm. I mean, I could
do
the sport. That's true. That is true.
They've got a superfood smoothie bar.
Well,
dance stations.
Oh, God. The fact they've called it that is annoying enough, isn't it? It's not just an area. It's not an area, is it, anymore? It's got to be a... Oh, we've got a pop-up dance station. Oh, come and have a dance with that cereal. You'll choose cereal to dance with. No.
I thought, like, as head of music, you'd be into the idea of going to a rave in
I
the
am
morning.
Talk Radio's head of music. That is true. Yeah. Where is this being held?
So the next one's near King's Cross. So they're kind of all over the country as well, all over the world. It's a global phenomenon.
They're doing them in Liverpool and Leeds too, according to this.
Yeah.
Do people go to it? I mean, really?
People do.
What sort of people?
It's packed out. I don't know, people who really enjoy kale and things like that.
No one enjoys
it. There's a picture of it there. Look, there's lots of people.
Oh, hand me that.
Great radio.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what everyone keeps saying about this. Look at those people enjoying themselves. Look at them.
For everyone who can't see, Do you want to describe it?
You describe it. It's your review.
Okay, so it's basically like a massive warehouse full of people in like leotards and neon colours and headbands with glitter and confetti, all raving at 7 in the morning.
Yes.
What a way to start the day.
I just don't like any of the we're going to... No.
Not sold.
just no. Stay there, Ellie, okay. Because there's more hipster nonsense coming up on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Right now, the UK is at the cutting edge of innovation, and the world is looking to our tech companies to help develop the future of healthcare, smart cities, and infrastructure. Think smart and find live opportunities to grow your business. Visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news in Blades and in Tyne and Wear. The A69 is now back to normal after earlier problems. Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 queuing after an accident in Bicimester Island, although it's been recovered. The M6 North heavy after an accident between 12 at Telford and 13 for Stafford South. That's now to the side of the carriageway. Norfolk's A11 in Thetford still closed north at the A1075 for the recovery of an overturned lorry. Suffolk's A12 through Wrentham remains blocked for accident investigation work. And in Conwy, the A470 at Llandudno Junction blocked by an accident both ways. I'm Joanna Adams.
Get your hands on the new Samsung Galaxy S7 or S7 Edge with unlimited minutes and texts. With the Vodafone data extravaganza, we'll also throw in a huge 10 gigs of data. Oh, and don't forget, you could also get 12 months Netflix on us. But hurry, offers end from the 31st of March. Visit your local Vodafone store or vodafone.co.uk. Vodafone, power to you.
Minimum term agreement and credit check apply. UK standard minutes, text and data. Netflix available on selected Red Value bundles. Terms apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's a remarkable day tomorrow and we've got a remarkable guest. It's National Transgender Day and we are joined on Talk Radio by Kelly Maloney, a remarkable person with a remarkable story.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio.
Yes.
We'll get
yes.
you talking.
Yes, I know. I'm aware. Yes. 17 minutes past 2, it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Crap injuries are coming in to... I said, didn't I, earlier?
Yeah.
Because as we've mentioned, I've got an injury, a crap dad injury, where I injure my arm, trying to show off to my children bowling. First go, my wrist came off. Hi, John. I have a show off dad injury. On Friday, this is Dave in Hemel Hempstead, I was trying to impress my daughter Grace with my scooter skills while going fast front whale. Yeah, there's a whale on the front,
yeah,
John.
Yeah,
this is the problem, John. I strapped a whale to the front of my scooter. No, front wheel got stuck in a gap in the pavement, causing me to somersault over the handlebars, bruised my knee, cut my hand open. My scooting days are over. Told you, show off dad injuries.
Enough,
I told you that would
enough.
Be. Told you it would be a thing. Have you got another crap injury there? Cornelius.
Yes, Robbie says he ran through a barbed wire fence whilst chasing a crisp packet.
There you go. What?
Why would anyone do that? Maybe he was scared of being a litter bug.
I'm actually anti crisp packet hunting. I don't think it's who Ray Henry's. Across the fields they go with their dogs, don't they? After the flapping packets. I'm against it. This is Talk Radio, Cass. I'm doing it again.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
No, I'm not. Talk Radio, what you have to do is you have a contentious opinion, and then angry people get involved, don't they? So I'm going to change my opinion. I'm going to say I'm pro hunting, Chris Packett hunt. I'm pro it. Yeah, take yeah.
Would you do it with dogs and set on dog, horseback?
Yes, I would, and I'd use What's your favourite crisp packet?
McCoy's.
There, right. Well, I'd set dogs on McCoy's. Oh. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
Fell into a trap there.
Yes, you did, and that's how Talk Radio works. I led you along, and then I dropped you in it
down a merry path.
And now, just watch the reactions come in. Anyway, should we do some hipster reviews? Minutes past two, Wednesday afternoon, and you find us midst work experience punditry. Yes, we don't have a budget for a proper pundit to come in here and review a thing, so instead we are road testing the next generation of pundits. Wednesday is the most hated day of the week for simple reason that Ellie comes in armed with fistfuls of hipster nonsense to review. We've already heard about Morning Gloryville, which isn't what I thought it was. In fact, it was worse, because it was about raving in the morning and eating kale. What else have you got, Ellie?
I really think you're going to like this one. So you've kind of mentioned...
I never knew
this one, honestly, you've mentioned this a few times already, right. And I feel like I've committed a cardinal sin in that I've not mentioned this yet on Hipster News, which is the Serial Killer Cafe has a new shop where you can buy online merchandise.
What do you mean?
So you don't even have to go out to it. It's something you can do from your home.
But I can buy cereal from my home anyway.
No, so like
on a cardo.
So one of the things on there that I thought...
Other delivery things are available.
One of the things on there is a silver-plated Cheerio necklace that costs £70.
I mean, what sort of idiot?
Can you eat it?
No, it's just like silver.
Well, you
break
can.
Your teeth. I mean, yeah, you can try.
not very nice.
I mean... It'd hurt your fillings, wouldn't it?
It would. It'd loosen my crown.
Yes.
You've brought up cereal so many times. I thought this was the
well,
one.
Well, it's kind of, you know why? Because cereal, right, it's sort of the, you know, cereal used to be just cereal, didn't it? It used to be, it was easy to understand. You know, you put it in a bowl. There's a choice. Yes, on a special occasion, you might have one of those Kellogg's variety packs. Mm. You know, the little boxes of cereal.
Yeah.
You know. They don't fill you up.
Well, they were a treat. They were, you know, when I was... Michael McIntyre, do you remember?
Do you remember? Hello, how are you? Well,
do you remember
good?
The cereal?
Yes,
do you
yes,
remember the cereal?
No, do you remember
do
back
you
in the 90s? Okay, now, I don't know where they've gone, but cereal, okay? Now, how would you like your food? Would you like one big food? No. I would like lots of small little foods served with milk.
Thanks, Michael. Back in the box. So, yeah, that's my point. You see, it was cereal was a... You know, yes, you just... but then the shop opens up, doesn't it? With the hipster people, their beard... All cereal in their beards. And you go in and they go, oh, do you want cereal? Yes, I can get it anywhere. But no, have this special cereal. Eat it from my beard.
And now you can wear it around your neck.
Now this is hateful. So, look, so, right. So, this is their website.
Yeah, online. So right. You can go on, and they have loads of different things. They have beauty products as well, so you can get bath milk, which is like bubble bath. It comes in like milk baths.
What to eat?
No, I mean, for your bath.
What's that going to do with cereal? It's just got the word milk in it.
Just like Cleopatra.
What about her?
She used to bathe in milk.
She did, you're right. I've just remembered
she
that.
She was ahead of the curve. She was ahead of the curve.
She, yes. Cleopatra. Was a hipster!
She was, that's the beard, yeah.
Yeah! Beard! Yeah, beard. She
had like a weird beard thing, didn't she?
No.
No, is that someone else?
Yes. Cleopatra didn't have a beard!
I'm thinking of just a pharaoh, I think.
You're thinking of Simon Cowell?
Yeah.
What?
No, that's a chin.
Oh, that's a chin! No, you're thinking of an ancient Egyptian statue that has the thing at the bottom.
Yeah. Cleopatra. That's not Cleopatra.
Well, actually, funnily enough, actually, a lot of Egyptian pharaohs, the female ones, would have to dress as men to gain respect.
Really?
That is a fact that I'm not sure of. But I think I heard it once on Horrible History.
We came close to learning something on this show.
That would be foolhardy. Yeah. So, bath milk.
Yep, T-shirts. So you could get a T-shirt.
What's on it?
It's got their logo, like the milk bottle, and their like, weird typeface they use. I felt like we should buy you one, and you have to wear it every hipster segment.
I'm not wearing a hipster t-shirt.
I like this Fruit Loop bath bombs. What are they?
So they're bath bombs that are in the scent of Fruit Loops. You know, the American cereal, so you can feel all fruity in the bath.
I don't think they were bombs in this climate. I think the hipsters just think they've, you know, they've gone too far. They've gone too far now for me. The hipsters using the word bombs in the current climate. Don't do it, hipsters. What else they got?
They've also got stationery, so you can have like Kellogg's branded notepads. Am I selling any of this to you?
Well, yeah. No. I mean, I don't see. I honestly don't see that. I mean, I know it's a success. I know the cereal cafes are successful, right? Yeah. And that's fine. And I know they did one with crisps as well.
Oh, there was a crisp cafe in Northern Ireland, wasn't there?
Yeah,
crisp
I knew that was a thing. Yeah. And I am still for the hunting of crisp packets, by the way.
Of course.
I mean, I'm very clear. If you have a reaction about that, do text us 8722. Start your message.
With the word talk.
Or use Twitter.
Start your message with anything you want.
But the point I'm making is that it's just... what I don't know what made them go for cereal in the first place.
Mm.
Out of all foodstuffs. Because, I'd say, it used to be easy. So, you know, you go and you go, right, I'll have cornflakes, easy, right?
It's a bit boring, though, isn't it? Like, I've been to...
Oh, young people today. Oh, cornflakes are a bit boring.
No, boring.
I mean, honestly.
It's not like... I mean, you can go there and you can have, like, a Jaffa Cake cereal, which is, like, Rice Krispies, and you get, like, orange-flavoured milk, and, or, like, it's, like, they've got orange flavouring in it, and it tastes like a bowl of Jaffa Cakes, but a cereal.
Right, you've crossed the line.
John, come on.
I'm not having that. I am not having orange-flavoured milk. I'm not having it.
Can like I take your job then?
No, I'm not having it.
It's just like a milkshake. You like milkshake.
Oh, I hadn't a good idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking it through. Right, so you know the products. Do they... Right, so bath milk.
Yeah.
Shredded wheat.
Yeah.
Could be used as like a loofah, couldn't it? Because yeah. if you think of the texture of a shredded wheat... Yeah.
One giant shreddy, essentially.
Yeah, shreddy, yeah. So the shreddies are the little ones, aren't they? Like a sort of straw ravioli, aren't they?
Are they the ones that are knitted by nanas?
Yeah.
That is.
What are you talking about now?
It's the advertising campaign.
I don't know.
By nanas.
Is it? Well, yeah. Well, that's stupid. They're not, obviously. They're made of...
We saw the factory.
Made of wheat. The clue is in the name, shredded wheat. Anyway, them. But you could use a bigger shredded wheat, the original and best, Ellie, right? As a sort of scrub, but then you could use maybe a handful of just grab yourself a handful of shreddies, as I believe they're known, and you would just sort of use that as a light
exfoliant.
What are you?
Yeah, sorry, John just did a very worrying hand gesture.
I mimed.
Yeah, you mind cleaning, but you didn't have to clean that.
Oh, I do.
Con, that's where you're going wrong.
Yeah. This must be a radio first, in that a grown man has just, on the radio, mimed washing his junk with shreddies. That's just actually happened. On the radio.
On the radio.
What else have you got?
So, apart from that...
For God's sake, make this the last one.
Okay, so there's the new VR roller coaster that's opened in all.
Oh, now I'm interested in this.
Ah,
actually,
yeah,
no. It's a winner.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Now you're talking. Now tell us about this. Yeah.
So basically, with the new VR headsets that are kind of becoming more popular, Alton Towers have combined that with a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So you put the VR headset on, and it kind of makes you feel like you're in space. And then as you turn with the motion of the roller coaster, what you'll see in your VR headset will change.
Yes.
So it looks really cool.
It does look... I'm a sucker for a roller coaster, I'll be honest. I like a roller coaster. I also like the headset idea. Combining the two is a work of genius.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy, very happy now with this one. you've pulled it round, frankly. This is great. No, because it's great. But my only problem with it, though, is, and I was watching the footage of it, is you know how long it takes to get on a roller coaster?
Mm.
Like 3 hours of queuing and all that stuff, right? But it takes long just to sit people in it. But if you start having to strap them up with virtual headsets...
Make it sure it's Cure.
Yeah,
like all that
sort of... track record, not so good there. But you know what I mean? You know, you put the headset on...
Yeah.
And it takes ages to line it up and tighten it, doesn't it? So that's just going to add to the queuing time. So I don't know. Have they got round that? I mean, what's the...
Well, it's just open, so I feel like probably not.
I don't know.
No, I'm sorry. But I think how... like
you let yourself down. Yeah,
no. I finally forgot a winner with this one.
I'm going to let you come back again next week.
Yes. Yeah, can you imagine, though, queuing up for 3 hours, getting on there, putting your headset on, and then it not working halfway through the roller coaster? So you're just... it's just black.
That'd
be terrifying.
Well, maybe that's a thing. Maybe forget virtual reality, just blindfold people. You know what my worst nightmare would be?
What's that?
If halfway... I went on that, and halfway through, it just... the scenario changed from space to the inside of a cereal cafe. And I was taken on a twisty-turny drive through little variety packs. And all cereal coming out of me.
And beards.
Beards. And people scrubbing me with shreddies. Anyway, I think we've nailed that. Thanks, Ellie, with your hipster nonsense review. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's just about 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is demanding Parliament to be recalled to discuss the UK's steel industry crisis. The jobs of 15,000 workers are at risk after the Indian company Tata confirmed it wants to sell its entire UK operation. Shadow Business Secretary Angela Eagle says the government needs to outline its plans.
Well, it will allow the government to tell us precisely what they're going to do to deal with this crisis. There's nearly 20,000 jobs directly at stake, but many, many more in the supply chain.
In the last couple of minutes, the European Court of Human Rights has ruled that the decision not to prosecute any individual police officer over the shooting of Jean-Charles de Menezes did not breach human rights laws. The Brazilian was shot dead at a tube station in 2005. We'll bring you more on that here at Talk Radio as we get it. Egyptian prosecutors have reportedly asked Cyprus to extradite a man arrested after a passenger jet was hijacked. The 59-year-old man, who was wearing a fake suicide belt when he forced a flight to divert, has appeared in court in Cyprus. Relatives of a shopkeeper who died after being attacked outside his store in Glasgow have called him a brilliant man. Asad Shah was found injured in the Shorelands area last Thursday. And in sport, England's cricketers have missed out on a place in the final of the Women's World 2020. They suffered a 5-run defeat to Australia in their semi in Delhi. The men's team won the toss and will bowl first in their World 2020 semi-final with New Zealand, which is just about to get started. The weather, sunshine and occasional showers across the UK with a risk of thunder and hail, highs of 13 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria.
You're welcome.
Thanks, good, fine, good, good, good.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jules Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes.
Yes.
On Talk Radio,
yes.
We'll get you talking.
Fine. 2:31. Yes, hello, I'm John Holmes. That was that Julia Hartley Brewer trail again, where it sounds like the voiceover's got Tourette's.
Oh,
did you hear it?
Killer Jules.
Yeah, that's it. Can you, Chloe, through the glass, could you play that Julia Hartley Brewer trail one more time for us, do you think? Just have a listen to this. What happens is the voiceover comes in, but it's like he just inserts a random word as he's sort of going along. It's just slightly strange. Let's have another listen to this. Look.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yes, we know.
Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
What does that mean?
Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion.
Listen.
With Julia Killer Jules Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Just kill it now, it's fine. That's ridiculous.
Killer Jules.
Yeah, with Julia Killer Jules Hartley Brewer. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means, Tom Rosenthal?
I believe it's a measurement of energy, isn't it?
Yeah, I know that, but I don't know why
it's cleverly mixed with his name, Jules, to give it a bit of a punch to his promo. I don't know why you're knocking down a fellow professional in such a cruel way, John.
It's a woman.
Yeah, Julia Hartley Brewer.
Also, it's okay to do it if it's a woman. Sorry.
Yeah, this is earlier on we had the big debate, men or women, and everyone knows.
I missed that.
Like,
yeah,
men.
Obviously, that's what
obviously
I believe.
Men. But again, Tom, what you've got to learn is, because it's talk radio, you have to say reactionary things to get a response. It's dull, but just go with it. That's what Paul Ross does in the mornings. Men or women, he goes. People go, men. If some people go, women. Yeah. And then there's a row.
I think you'll find Paul Ross is a she, actually.
Only for money. That's not true. It's not true. It's literally not true. Anyway, look, let me introduce you properly, and let's do that with I don't know, a dramatic bed. Right, 2:34 then, I promised you guest action. Guest action is what you get now. It is the comedian and actor, no less, Tom Rosenthal, who you may know from the television and the comedy. Tom Rosenthal, very quick recap of your own CV.
I'm in a show called Friday Night Dinner, I'm in a show called Plebs, and I've just made a show called Flat TV.
There he is, and doubtless you're here to promote some of it.
Yeah, I'm doing my best, yeah.
Of course, yeah. It's fine, we'll be the judge of that.
Alongside some reactionary opinions,
absolutely right, yeah. We've got some for you to read out in a minute, because they all come in. Well, listen, it's really good to see you. I don't think we've met before.
No,
which is odd, because, you know, I know your work, Tom.
Oh, well, likewise.
You know, and so, this is a bit of loving now.
It is, in a way, yes.
Kind of like it. So, look, first of all, have you ever had a crap injury of any kind?
I don't know how crap it is. I'm quite proud of one injury. Have you ever seen the film, the video on YouTube, Charlie Bit My Finger?
No.
This sort of big viral thing.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Where a kid...
I'm not really in touch
it's
with
it. Right. 2007.
It kind of went pretty big, yeah, circa 2007, a kid biting another kid's finger, and then he goes, ah, Charlie. I mean, it's not good, but it went big on the internet. And I met this kid, and I basically got him to bite me, because I thought that would be a good thing to do.
Yep.
And he did it, and it went, like, septic. And I was like... Yeah, I'm still got a scar on my finger. You can kind of see the kid has got quite the bite, really.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're your own worst enemy there. So, I mean, you knew what you were getting.
I didn't. But kids' mouths are just disgusting. I didn't realise the awful stuff that's knocking about in them. But I don't know whether that's like a crap injury or a great injury. But it's
I like that it was a sequel to a viral hit.
Precisely. Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't go viral.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure anyone has ever come in and an injury that's a sequel to a viral hit is not a sentence you get often, is it? You know, you were talking about sporting analogies earlier.
Yeah,
you know,
David Beckham's been dropped this week because he's had an injury from a viral hit.
Yeah, yeah. So you just don't get it. You've got a sporting background, or rather, your dad has.
Yes, my father is a sports presenter called Jim Rosenthal.
That's right.
And as a result, I grew up watching lots of sport, and I really like sport. And as a result, I'm slightly annoyed I'm missing the start of the 2020 game that's starting right now, where we're playing England versus New Zealand.
It's an
honour to be here, but I'd love to be seeing us watching that.
You'd gone on TalkSport. You literally picked the wrong station. You took a wrong turning in the corridor.
My bad. I just went on Talk General.
Yeah. Talk Ball. That's what I tend to refer to it. Well, listen, let's talk about... let's talk. Flat TV. So this is a BBC Three?
Yes.
Yes.
So BBC Three used to be a TV channel.
Yeah.
And as now...
What is it now?
On the internet.
Yes.
It's sort of like a bad YouTube, really. But I don't know how that's going to go. But yeah, I got a TV show commissioned for BBC Three. And then in sort of intermediary time we were making it, they decided to just put it all on the internet.
Is that really annoying?
Oh, yeah, it is a bit. I mean, obviously, like, I'm supposed to just say, oh, yeah, it's really cool. But because this is talk radio and you can say what you bloody think.
That's right.
It's a bit annoying, yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
But it's all up.
How do they break it to you? So, first of all, let's set the scene. Right, you're a comedian, right? You've got a dream, I've got my own TV show. I am going to be a star of television. Well, I've got my own TV show. And then what happened?
I mean, I just found about it in the papers like everyone else. There was no, like, big meeting going, sorry, Tom. You just see it. Yeah, it comes up. Tony Hall going, by the way, there's no money left. So BBC Three, not going to exist anymore. And so now we have to just try and push it any way we can.
Yeah, but hang on. So when this news happened, and I know a lot of comedians came out and mainly the ones that had their breaks on BBC Three, but it was all very sort of, no, it must stay as television. No,
there
said James Corden.
There was a very big petition to keep BBC Three on the television. I did not sign it because I didn't want to annoy my employers.
You shallow human being.
And we'll, I don't know, we'll see. It could be the new Netflix. It could be the new Frontier. It could be where all the kids watch, you know, their shows now.
I think think that's the point. I think it was the right thing to do, right? And I was in a programme on BBC Three, and I don't care, right? it was dreadful. But the point of it, surely, and I think the BBC are often behind the curve on these things, right? Mm. But I think this was a bold decision, and the reason is because, yes, the kids, which is what, you know, BBC Three is aimed at sort of young people.
Yeah.
But they don't consume television like we did. I've got friends with kids who are like 12, they don't watch television. They just watch YouTube channels. Yeah. And, you know, so I think it's the right thing. You don't want to be on television. No one watches television anymore, do they?
But seriously, Pledge is coming back April 4th. So if you want to watch that as well, that's good. To be honest, I don't really know. There's no way you can know the future. I am fascinated to see what happens.
Yeah.
And I'm just really proud to have something that has, you know, BBC associated with it. And I do consume a lot of stuff via Netflix, and we're just trying to go through any channel we can to, you know, put it out, trying to meet some YouTubers and trying.
Yeah.
There's just no way. I'm just trying my best to get it out.
Are you
via any medium I can? I've got a sandwich board on right now.
You don't want to say that in the context of the BBC. Look what happened in the 1970s.
Any publicity, good publicity. I don't mind.
Yeah, try telling that to them. Try telling that to Tony Blackburn. So the show itself, right? For those that don't know, this is Flat. Was it called Flat News first?
It was at one point called Flat News, which is when 7 years ago BBC came to us, said, "Do you want to do some stuff for the internet?" We're like, "Yeah." They're little 2-minute videos that were myself and my flatmate doing kind of news reports from the flat. So it sort of looked like Sky News, but the stories were like him taking over my shelf in the fridge, or him coming into my room and stealing my aftershave, or whatever.
Yes.
And then BBC said, "Can you make that into a TV show, like a proper sitcom length?" And I was like, "No, it's a bad idea." And then I went away and thought that was a stupid thing to say. So I tried to make it into a longer format. And it's now myself and my flatmate in our flat, and we're so obsessed with TV that we see our lives.
Oh, the irony!
We see our lives through a variety of television platforms. So we get locked out. It becomes I'm not a celebrity. Get me into the flat or whatever. You know, it's like they're all TV parodies.
Yes.
We have in the pilot, we had an X Factor parody where we had to write a note on the next door neighbour's door, and it was like a competition to see who could write the best note. You know, it's that sort of idea.
Okay, yeah.
And, we did a comedy feed, and then that got picked up for so we now have got 4 episodes that are on iPlayer right now, and you can kind of watch them for a bit if you would like.
See, that was perfect plugging, actually. that's textbook.
Were they all put out at once?
They are. So binge watching is what the kids are saying. You can have a binge on if you want, or you can watch 4 minutes, decide it's terrible, and go and do something else with your life. I mean, it's,
I like that, Nate, the nature of life like that, though, isn't it?
It is. You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just ask Tony Blackburn.
And Tom Rosen. I'll say that, not me. Let's make that very, very clear. There's also Plebs, of course, as you've already mentioned, as well. So that's back when?
April the 4th. There's a double header on ITV2 where you can meet Grumio's dad. And Marcus gets a sort of French girlfriend, a very attractive, romantic, exciting French girlfriend who he tries to keep trapped.
Right, there's people staring at the radio now going, "I don't know what he's talking about. I've never seen it."
Get involved. Basically, three guys in ancient Rome trying to make it in the big city. It's kind of a bit like The In-Betweeners in ancient Rome.
Sold. Oh, well, technically it already has been. But if I was commissioning it, I would put that online.
Yeah.
I would send that straight to online.
Yeah.
It's not the equivalent of straight to DVD, you know. It's a big thing. It's the future. All right, how many people watch television?
It's tough to put a figure on it, but I'm going to say 90 billion.
No billion. Even the most watched things get about 5.6 million, don't they? Like The Night Manager or something.
Right. Dramas. X Factor is was it 10 million? It's height.
It's bad. But more than 10 million people look at the internet, is my point, don't they?
But isn't there rights issues, so you can't watch it outside of Britain?
Don't complicate.
No, you're right. Yeah. Go on the internet.
Yeah, there you go.
So, thanks.
So I think it's personally the future.
That's cool.
What do you make, speaking of the future, but the opposite,
yes,
what do you make of this, because I read this, they're bringing back sitcoms from the old
days. They are indeed, yeah.
So we had some others to have them, didn't we? I mean, I didn't see it, but I don't imagine it was very good. But now, I've just read, they're bringing, the Big Dad's Army thing, but that was a film, that's slightly different.
Yes.
They're bringing back, Oh God, what was it? I've actually forgotten. But classic sitcoms. Google it, Con.
Yeah,
live Google bringing back sitcoms because I are you being served?
Are you being served?
Is one of them. Yeah. That's right.
Alf Garnett.
Alf Garnett is coming.
You can't bring Alf Garnett back.
Yeah, well, they're trying. It's like 60 years or something. It's a 60-year celebration of all the finest comedy that BBC have made.
As a comedy writer be involved in sitcoms and so on, that's annoying, isn't it?
Again, I mean,
I know they're your employers.
And the producer of our show actually did produce the Are You Being Served episode, and he says it's very funny.
Well, he would say that. He bloody produced it.
I don't know. There are people in the comedy industry who are annoyed about it and see it as quite a backward step and not promoting new talent, but they've all got new casts in them. I mean, it's in a way, it's giving audiences what they know, but with new faces. So you could argue that it is giving it a chance.
They're not bringing back new faces, are they?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. About a chance. I don't know. I'm glad that I don't have to make these calls because BBC is, you know, it's fighting very hard to maintain its position as a primary source of comedy, and you know these shows will get good viewing.
They will. Figures, no, so. You're right, and yes, it does bring brings people back to the television
in a place and the BBC
where your
is
show
in,
isn't.
Is,
so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but in 20 years' time,
there'll be a weird reboot.
Plebs and Friday Night Dinner would be great.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. I don't know. I don't know. Look, what a great opinion. I just don't know.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm glad we've, you know, ended on a high.
There you go.
Listen, Tom, what a pleasure. I'd like to say it's been a pleasure, and if I will, because I wasn't
lying. Thank you.
What a pleasure.
That's likewise.
To me. So, Flat TV is on the internet.
On iPlayer.
Plebs is on the television.
Yeah.
And you're currently on the radio. You're a mighty colossus straddling the media.
Indeed.
Tom Rosenthal with us on Talk Radio. Still to come, you can win some meat this afternoon in a game of Dead or Alive. And don't forget, if you've got a reaction of any kind, then you can get that to us as well. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
And you can do exactly those same things if you've got a crap injury. It's 3:15 now. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good. Wait.
I see you, baby! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Woo! You drive me crazy!
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Whether it's food or cosmetics, demand for UK products overseas is growing fast. And your business could be missing out. For help selling online to millions of people around the world, visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M5 in Somerset. This is north past an accident between 21 for Weston and 20 at Clevedon. Things busy in the centre of Bristol because of works near the Hippodrome and Oxford A40 queuing around the Cutslow roundabout because of roadworks. Norfolk's A11 in Thetford is still closed north at the A1075, the recovery of an overturned lorry. Earlier problems on Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 as they've queued towards the Scimitar Island. Better news in Conwy, the A470 at the Llandudno Junction has reopened. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes.
Yes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
And we are. We've got you reacting, certainly. That's how Talk Radio works. If you have a reaction of any kind, you can get it to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can tweet it at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
Anything you like. So what's come in, Connie, is one of the some of the reactions we're getting. The reactions.
At Somerset Sam, has 1987, has said, guessing she's getting ready to give the keys to the islands to the Argentines for the next time Labour in power.
Brilliant reaction there. I've got one here that just said, this is from Dennis. It just says, strongest possible terms.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and there's one here that just says, I simply don't agree with Colin. Anything else, Colin?
Yes, that's so me, says Raven. And I agree, says Ben, but Bill disagrees.
No, so. Apolitical here on Twitter just says, I'm in a van. It's 2:49. That means it's time to explain some news to you. However, the news is complex. The news is complicated. The news is difficult. So this is why we explain the current news through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Elton is sued by old bodyguard for groping. What does Todger mean?
I think it was a character in Neighbours. It's time for 99 problems.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Right then, 3:10, and that is the time for 99 problems. Now, you're probably familiar with the work, the oeuvre, the back catalogue of JZ. He is the one, of course, who is married to Baywance, the singing lady Baywance, Mr. JZ. And it strikes me, though, that JZ, with his riches and his rap and his Baywance and his cars and whatever else he's I don't think he's in touch. I posit that JZ, for all of his 99 problems, I don't think he actually really knows. He has any idea what an actual problem he's really like. And he sings about it, doesn't he? He's got 99 problems, but there ain't one. Right? Can we say bitch on the radio?
I'd rather we didn't.
We have, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, just did. Fine. Can we say bitch, Cass?
It's... I'd rather we didn't. Because we're not talking about the Batsy Dog Slam now, are we?
I'm just quoting the rapping gentleman Jay-Z.
Well, the fact that we had to take it out of the original song when we played it might give you a clue.
Oh, I won't say bitch again.
Just stop it.
Jay-Z, and his problems. Shall I tell you about them?
Yeah, please.
He doesn't understand. Right, here we go. So, JZ has no idea about the real world. I mean, yes, he may well... I'm going to quote here. He may well have never crossed the black cat with the riches. I'm leaving Stevie saying, no wonder you're superstitious. He may well say that, but has he ever carried his umbrella and big coat to work because it's forecasted to rain, but then it doesn't rain all day, and you're just lugging a heavy woolen coat around until you leave it on the train home by mistake? Has JZ ever done. That is a pro- that is a real problem, going inappropriately dressed for the weather. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That is a problem. So JZ enough. Hasn't got a clue.
Yeah.
You see what I'm...
Yeah, he'll have someone for that, won't he?
Well, yeah, this is my point. Yeah. What have you got? What have you got? I mean, well, just give me a for instance.
Well, he may have been spending hundreds since they had small faces. But has he ever received an email with incredibly vague and unhelpful subject lines, meaning that he has to go through a 50-message thread just to decipher what the correspondence is actually referring to?
Exactly. He's got no idea about the real world, and that is my problem.
No focus.
No, nothing. He's just out of touch. You know, he may well, JZ, he may well want you to picture him standing on somebody block trying to rock. Right, he may well do that. But, you know, whenever the window cleaner comes round, does he, like the rest of us, walk round the house because it's too embarrassing to be in whichever room he's currently having its window cleaned? I don't think so. And he probably lives in a mansion with loads of windows. So he, but I don't think he ever thinks about it.
No.
I don't think he cares. Beyonce! Beyonce! What is it, Jay? The window cleaner's here. You know I hate that. I hate it when the window cleaner's here. I've got to move around the house because he looks in the window. Well, I know they think, they try to look detached, don't they, the window cleaners, as though they're not looking in there. But they are, Beyonce, they are. Don't worry about it, Jay. He's not interested in you.
Just pull the curtains. Just pull the curtains,
Jay. I'm not pulling the curtains, B once.
Why not?
I've got a person to do that, and it's his day off. See what I mean? He's not in touch with the people, that's what... If you, by the way, if you have a problem that you think JZ has glossed over, you know, with his rapping, then do please share it with the group. You can text us problems 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can Twitter it at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
I mean, yes, you know, you may have issues when a man like myself has to strong arm a garden implement. I'm realising I couldn't say the B word earlier, so now I'm changing the H word.
You can say that because that's my name.
What is?
Her. How?
Where are you from? Oh, that's better. Good. I don't speak North.
No, you don't, do you?
No.
No.
So, okay, can I say that then?
You can say hi.
Oh, fine, all right. Well, he may have issues when a man like himself has to strong arm a hoe.
Do you want to arm wrestle?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
With your weak wrist?
Are you going to strong arm?
Can I use the non-bowling arm? I'm going to strong arm.
We should say Cass's surname is Ho. Just
no,
to get
it is.
She
just said
oh,
that
okay.
is.
Yeah, yeah. Where were you?
So I was reading.
All right. I'm literally going to strong arm a Ho.
Strong arm a Ho.
Right, okay. Come on.
Okay, now our contestants are limbering up as a...
Are we going left hand? Because I hurt my right hand during bowling.
Well, yeah, I don't want to
lie. Obviously, John's injury coming into play, so they're chosen for the left hand. There's a TalkSport mug that may get knocked over.
I'll just move that.
Adding some suspense.
No, actually, that's on my side. She's not going to win.
Okay.
Okay.
And the referee blows the whistle, and the armrest will begin in 3, 2, 1.
Go!
Oh, wow, it's pretty even so far. John's face going very red. Cass looking very relaxed and a nice grin, but although you can see some tension in her eyes coming through, John is... Oh! Cass has won! The Ho has won! She has beat the Holmes.
I've weak-armed a Ho.
He's failed to weak-arm
a Ho. You see,
now
that you see, that's your problem now, isn't it?
You're,
Freakishly strong?
Yes.
Yep.
So, he may have issues when a man has to strong arm a hoe, having no goddamn sense try and push me. But... does he... only know the name of about 50% of the people in his office, despite working there for 16 months?
That is
there's
a
still
problem.
People around here that don't know the name of people in the office.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We've got an excuse. We've only been here for a week. But there's people around here who don't know the name of their colleagues.
Mm.
And that is a problem that I think JZ even bothers with.
He's probably got a man for that as well.
You got one there?
Yeah. He may ask... It gets tedious, so I keep one eye open like CBS. You see me getting stressed, can I live?
Yes.
But has he ever texted a new digital radio station and forgot to put the word talk on the front, meaning that he's just spent 7p on a text message that doesn't even get here?
No, he has not. And he hasn't even considered it.
No, it's probably because he doesn't listen.
Doesn't listen to talk radio. No. He's listening to Virgin, which launched today.
Yeah.
Right, it's 2:58. What's coming up? My arm hurts too much.
Are you going to have to get like another little support for the other one?
Yes. You've broken me.
Good.
The big debate is coming up after three.
The big debate after three.
And then the diversity paper review.
The diversity paper review. And then you can win some meat in a game of dead or alive. It's coming up to 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
What a great day today's turning out to be. You smashed your sales target before you'd finished your second cuppa. And that awkward chat about your promotion actually went well. Your boss even laughed at your jokes. And he never laughs. He's like putty in your hands. Because you didn't just get out of the right side of the bed. You got out of the right bed. Premier Inn. Incredible value to help you wake up wonderful.
It's a wonderful, wonderful life.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. UK social enterprises are valued the world over. And right now, there are hundreds of live export opportunities that could be right for your social enterprise. From retail, to food and drink, to education. Find yours by visiting exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Welcome to the Startup Fair. Are you an exhibitor?
Yeah, Rachel Dunn. Twinkle Cupcakes.
Right. Got your schedule and coffee token?
Yep.
Oh, and your public liability insurance?
No.
We need it for all stallholders. Contact Direct Line. Their annual public liability policy covers you at trade fairs, and they'll email right away to confirm you're covered.
So I could still set it up today?
Sure.
With an extra coffee token.
Nice try. Next, please.
Instant proof and confirmation of cover. Can your public liability insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
It is 3 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
I am John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, calls for the government to do more to help the UK's steel industry. A man suspected of hijacking a plane could be extradited to Egypt, and arrests over the murders of two police officers 30 years ago.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader says Parliament should be recalled for emergency talks on the future of 15,000 jobs in the British steel industry. Indian firm Tata wants to sell its entire UK operation because it's losing so much money. Reg Gutteridge, who works at Tata's Port Talbot site, is among those calling for Downing Street to step in and help.
The government has got to stand up and be counted now. It's time to stop talking and take action. The government needs to sustain the UK steel industry. And without their help and support, we are dead in the water. So I will ask the UK government to stand up and be counted.
European judges have backed the decision by British prosecutors not to charge officers over the fatal shooting of a man at a London underground station in 2005. John Charles de Menezes, originally from Brazil, was wrongly identified as a suicide bomber a fortnight after the July 7th terror attacks in London. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt says his family took their case to the European Court of Human Rights.
The court has said that effectively the UK authorities did everything that they should have done to thoroughly investigate the shooting, and the decision not to charge anybody was the correct one.
A man accused of hijacking an Egyptian plane yesterday could reportedly be extradited to Egypt. He's appeared in court in Cyprus, accused of using a fake suicide belt to force the plane's pilot to divert to Larnaca. It comes as a British man who posed for a photo with the hijacker has called the picture the best selfie ever. Ben Innes from Leeds was the talk of passengers who finally reached Cairo overnight.
He kept the foreigners, and this guy was so cool. He's a British guy, and he asked him to take a picture, and he took the picture.
Detectives investigating the murders of two plainclothes police officers in Belfast almost three decades ago have made an arrest. A 54-year-old is being questioned over the deaths of the men who were shot in a Donegal Quay bar in 1987. Researchers at Oxford University say some patients in intensive care are being treated in wards that are as loud as pneumatic drills. The study found that on average they were disturbed by noise once every 7 to 16 minutes overnight. And Idris Elba, Ian McKellen and Adele have all been nominated for a TV BAFTA for the first time. They'll find out if they won at a ceremony in May. BAFTA's deputy chair Jane Lush has described the field as very broad and diverse. She says she's pleased to see Ruth Madeley's been picked for Best Actress alongside Claire Foy, Sheridan Smith and Saran Jones.
We can never be complacent and things can always be better, but actually it is a very diverse list of nominations, and we shouldn't forget that it's not just about race. So we have Ruth Madeley, an actress who uses a wheelchair, nominated for her very first role as leading actress, which is fantastic.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Scattered showers and sunny spells. Some of the rain, thundering in the north. Highs of 12 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. You were talking about tartar steel there.
I was.
I've got a recipe for that here. How to make tartar steel. Iron ore is first mined from the ground. It is then smelted in blast furnaces where the impurities are removed, and 200 millilitres of mayo are added, as well as 3 tablespoons of capers, gherkins and a squeeze of lemon. Tartar oil.
It doesn't sound very tasty,
tartar
John.
Tartar steel.
Yeah.
Tartar oil. Just oil. Well, you could have...
Good.
Just wrote that.
Did you scribble that down?
Comedy wrote that.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're a comedy writer, aren't you?
That's it's 4 minutes past three.
Talk Radio Sports Update. Good afternoon, I'm Ben Fletcher. We'll start with some bad news this afternoon for the Republic of Ireland and Newcastle. They'll be without goalkeeper Rob Elliott for at least the next 6 months. It follows his knee injury that he suffered in last night's 2-2 draw for Ireland against Slovakia. Meanwhile, there's some better news for Stoke and England goalkeeper Jack Butland. He says his ankle operation has been successful. England's cricketers have missed out on a place in the final of the Women's World 2020. They suffered a 5-run defeat to Australia in their semi in Delhi. England's men, meanwhile, won the toss and elected to bowl in their last 4 tie against New Zealand. A short time ago, the Kiwis were 38 for 1 after 5 overs. On to golf, and England's Lee Westwood says he wants to captain Europe at the 2020 Ryder Cup. Westwood's played in the competition 9 times and is 4th on the list of Europe's all-time list of point scorers. Finally, British number 1 Johanna Konta faces previous winner Victoria Azarenka in the semi-final of the Miami Open Tennis later on. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk
Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 3:05. I am John Holmes. Hello. Get in touch, by the way, you can get in touch with the show this afternoon. Don't forget by text. You can do it by text. You can do it by email. Text is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
Or simply draw up a formal document containing your request by royal decree. Have it approved by a head of state according to certain procedures. Any such request can be served by a representative of Her Majesty to Talk Radio this afternoon. Remember not to violate constitution or code of law and to have it ratified by Parliament. That's if you want to get in touch by royal decree, this afternoon. And remember, royal decrees are charged at your normal authoritarian decision rates. Always ask permission of the Crown. And 6 minutes past 3 o'clock. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And of course, the big news that everyone is talking about today is that the Lancashire County Council have moved 3 signposts in Preston. Now, this is dividing, as you'd expect. It's causing a lot of reaction. I don't know if you've got any reaction before we go to the big debate. Got any reaction to the signpost?
Surprised in North London and said, "Well, I never." And Jim from Battersea said, "Yeah, no."
Yeah, and I've got Nigel here from Anonymous. and he just says, Ubergrunts. So, at 7 minutes past three, it is time for this afternoon's big debate. Now, the signposts, it's a contentious issue. Of course, the Lancashire County Council moving them. Signposts is always a contentious issue on any day, let alone a day like today when Lancashire County Council have moved three of them. Let's go to line one. It's David. I think it's David. He's in Kent. David, you're in Kent. You hate signposts. Am I right? You absolutely hate signposts.
Detest them, John. And this act by Lancashire County Council has just exacerbated and infused me with rage about signposts.
Yeah.
I've not been this angry, I don't think, since the whole debacle over sand yesterday that I listened to on your show.
Yes, I know.
I'm so annoyed about signposts. I'm teetering on tears here.
Is it the shape? Is it the size? I mean, what is it about? What don't you like about the signposts, David?
Waste of money, John. Absolute waste of money. Do you know how many signs there are? Different road signs there are in the highway code, John. I'll tell you earlier. There are 63 individual different road signs in the highway code. Now, times that by the amount of roads or miles in the country, which is about, 244,000 miles. We are looking in excess of 15 million road signs in this country.
Right. And you think that's too many?
But there's more coming in each year.
Yeah. You think we should? What do you think we should do? I mean, do you think we should sort of send some? So it's back to where they came from, sort of factories and the highway agency.
Without a doubt. And we need to have a referendum, and a referendum now on this. Give the British people a voice in saying, do we or do we not want signposts and increasing signposts in this country?
Right, just hold on. Stay on the line for a minute. I know you're getting very angry there, but I've got another caller on the phone. This is John. He's not in Kent, but he loves signposts. He's the opposing view.
I love signposts, and I agree we should have a referendum on signposts because people would vote for more. Like 15 million, that's nowhere near enough. I'm looking down the street now, and I can see a hell of a lot of empty telegraph poles that could be covered. John, they could be covered in signposts, in beautiful signposts. There is nothing more British than a hearty sign telling you what to do. And yes, I will obey it, John. I will obey that sign.
David in Kent, he's saying there's nothing better. He's arguing with you. He's taking a contrary view. What do you say to that?
I couldn't agree with him less, to be honest. I really couldn't. I mean, with all due respect and not that much of it to him, why do we need signposts? Why do we need them? How many cars in this country have now got sat-nav?
He's saying sat-nav.
I want to go on the sat nav. Have you never seen Terminator 2? You're trusting on the robot.
Look,
don't do that. Amateur hour there.
Why would you want councils to be spending thousands upon thousands on signs when you can have the dulcet tones of the actor Christopher Timothy telling you on a sat nav where you need to go?
Great until it drives you into a river. Come on, you don't know. Have you heard of Skynet? They're going to come for you. They're coming for you.
Well, wait a minute. Look, I don't think. Now, look. Let's calm this debate down. Don't talk. Calm it, gentlemen. Listen to me. Calm it down. Right, this debate is getting slightly out of hand. And if you will shout, we can't hear what the other person said. I'm not sure. I agree with you, John. That the actor Christopher Timothy. Is equal in terms of the destruction of the planet to Skynet. I'm not sure the star of all creatures great and small.
They're in collab. They're arm in arm. Terminator and him.
Well, only one arm, isn't it? Because Christopher Timothy famously had his arm up to the elbow, up a cow's arse, didn't he? In all creatures great and small. Do you remember?
And then you're trusting him with your directions and not the wholehearted British sign that's stampled all over your...
I tell you what, John, I trust with my children. I would trust Christopher Timothy with my own children.
Well, it's good. Your cows.
That's enough that he can handle my children. If he can handle birthing a cow, he can handle my three-year-old.
What is your point of view on the likelihood of... You know, because this is what a lot of people are saying this afternoon. We're getting a lot of this on the text. And I want to know your thoughts on this, right? So, for instance, people are saying, you know, signs... there's a danger that they could become sentient, and I know this ties in with your point, John, about Skynet and robots, but people are saying that what if signs become sentient
trust the signs.
Yeah, but what if
the signs know what they're doing? They didn't appear up ever overnight because they were untrustworthy.
Right.
We know them, so I know where I am with the sign. I'm looking at one now that says Neighbourhood Watch. It's got a lovely friendly Bobby on it.
It's got a lovely friendly Bobby on it, David.
But that's the exception to the rule, because most signs are very, very rude. I'll give you an example. No entry. Give way. Slow children. outside of schools. That's very rude. That's very rude.
Are you suggesting that signs should be, would you be happy if signs were politer, David, with a simple please and thank you?
A simple please and thank you would not go amiss, and the extra lettering, you know, 10 letters...
No, you look weak. See, this is why signs got sticking power. They're strong, they don't mess around. They're not like sat there, oh, please turn left, please turn right. No, I'm a sign, I'm going to tell you what to do. You're going to give way.
What if they... as I said, some people are saying, what if they rise up on metal legs? It's like War of the Worlds. The signs are stalking the countryside. They've got hammocks slung underneath them.
They've got no previous, though.
They're throwing humans into the hammocks.
Track record.
I hope they have got legs, because then they'll leave our country. They'll go somewhere else.
What would you advocate? I mean, this is controversial, I realise, but would you advocate what you'd round up signs and what would you do? Would you put them in camps in Calais? I mean, would you sort of put these sort of displaced signs?
They've got to go somewhere. Miles and miles of empty desert that those signs would be very happy in. Very happy in.
That would be the best, well-educated desert around. Everyone would never get lost in that. You know exactly where the mirage is.
He's got a point, hasn't he? Because the people get lost in deserts, though, don't they? And so if the signs were there...
They'd help out.
Gentlemen, we've got a. It could run, and I know it will on the text. If you've got a reaction to this, of course, 87222...
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's come to you. First of all, John, I want you to sum up this entire debate in one word. One word.
Cat.
David, I need you to sum up this entire debate in one word. In one word now.
Out.
And there we must leave it. That's David in Kent and John not in Kent. That's the big debate this afternoon. If you want to get involved, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you like.
I'm John Holmes. That's the big debate. We'll take some of your reactions after this. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade, it's your reputation.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Right now, the UK is at the cutting edge of innovation, and the world is looking to our tech companies to help develop the future of healthcare, smart cities, and infrastructure. Think smart and find live opportunities to grow your business. Visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M5 still struggling northbound because of an accident between 21 at Weston and 20 at Clevedon. There's queues on the A34 in Oxfordshire north towards the M40 at Junction 9. Delays back towards the Islip turn. That's because of an accident. Norfolk's A11 in Thetford still closed north at the A1075 as a recovery of an overturned lorry continues. The M6 north is still heavy from 11A at the M6 toll to 12 at Telford after earlier problems. And reports coming in of a breakdown causing queues on the clockwise M60 around Junction 19. I'm Jarena Adams.
Listen to my voice.
Let the velvety tones wash over you. You're feeling very sleepy.
Good. Now, when you wake up, you will not forget under any circumstances to listen to Talk Radio this Sunday morning from 11, when Eamon Holmes is joined by hero of hypnosis, Paul McKenna. So if you're looking to become slimmer, smarter or sleepier, happier, healthier or wealthier, then it's radio not to be missed. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Paul McKenna this Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:17. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am definitely John Holmes. And we've got a lot of reaction coming in. Cornelius has the reaction. He's like, if you've ever watched The Right Stuff, when Matthew Wright throws to the girl on the keyboard, on the laptop, and that, and she reads out the reaction. And we've got, we've got reaction. What have you got?
Yes, lots of views coming in, John. Very, very balanced this morning.
It's an afternoon.
Yes, at Fuddy Duddy Lefty has said, stop blaming signs. It's not their fault. It's the post that they rely on for support. And racist cab driver has said, we should have one signpost in this whole country. It should be at Dover, and it should say, if you are an Ubergrunt, turn around. / si ve u etes an Ubergrunt, tuna atur. That's French there.
Good, thanks very much. If you've got any French you want to send us, then you can send us some French this afternoon on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Say that in French.
I don't know any French.
Fine. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
Okay. I got this from Rich Smith. He just writes, I don't believe any of it.
Oh.
This just one says, EU writes nasal there. What else is coming in here? So there's so much reaction about the signs as well. This just says, porridge. So do keep those do keep your reactions coming in. But it is time at 3:19 on Talk Radio for today's diversity paper review. Right then, if you've been listening regularly, you will know that each day we do a paper review. Yes, so far, so the radio, John, so does everybody. But no, not like this, they don't. Because we are quite literally the most diverse programme in the world. I'm going to stick my neck right out and say we're the most diverse programme in the world. And why are we the most diverse programme in the world?
Why are we the most diverse programme in the world?
Because of the diversity paper review. And it works like this. Each day, someone from diversity reviews the papers. Right? This is the sort of thing that Lenny Henry would so excited.
He loves this.
He loves the diversity, doesn't he? And it's absolutely right that we are a totally, more than any other programme, in broadcasting, an equal opportunities employer. It's the diversity paper review. On Monday, we had Zena. She's black. Yesterday, Johnny. He's a Jew. Today, it's
Alice.
Hi, Alice.
And hello.
What are you?
I'm a lesbian one.
Excellent. Very welcome. You are too. What have you got for us in the papers today? What have you got in the papers today in the diversity paper review?
Well, first of all, I was looking at the he's not an idiot. He's not a terrorist. He's an idiot.
Yes.
From the Metro.
Yep.
Obviously about that guy who hijacked the Egyptian plane.
Yes.
Apparently because he was estranged from his wife. So
that's
he
right.
Wanted to...
So we know now that it wasn't a terrorist incident. That is what we have been told, and that is absolutely fine. The no lesser person than the president of Cyprus, I think, commented on this. Am I right? He leaned forward at the press conference and said something like, well, that's what you get. It's the trouble. Always about a woman.
Yeah, there's always a woman involved.
Which I think was a little bit sexist, if I'm brutally honest.
I've never hijacked a plane to talk
I'm
to
glad
a woman,
to hear it.
I mean, never say never, you know, but...
Obviously, yeah, you know, absolutely. If something, you know, should go wrong... I mean, I don't know your relationship status, but if something went wrong, maybe that's the way you turn. I'd like to think not, Alice.
Maybe I would be in a relationship if I hijacked an aeroplane. Maybe that's what I'm doing
that's
wrong.
That's the exact same logic that man had.
I mean, it didn't work out so well for him, let's be honest. I mean, hijacking a plane isn't an app, Alice. It's not the new way to meet people. I mean, wait. I know the world goes full circle. And, you know, people used to go out on, you know, I believe they were called dates. And then people just, you know, hook up on the apps, don't they? I know that, but I don't think that we're at a place yet where, you know, shared interests, hijacking planes is a thing.
But maybe, I mean, this is the future, you know, we're coming full circle.
I'll take your word for that.
I don't know why that would be full circle. No, I don't know if anybody else is hijacking.
Well, a lot of planes have to do that, don't they? So
there you go then.
Sort of works. What's with the photograph thing then? Because I've seen a little bit of this today.
Oh, the man who took apparently a selfie, even though he wasn't the actual one taking the photo.
That's
but
not
he
a selfie,
took.
Is it?
No, I know. Then this is what everybody was getting the most annoyed about. This man took a photo with the guy that hijacked the plane.
Yes.
But on Twitter, most people were like, "But it's not a selfie though. He didn't take it." And I was like, "Is that really what you're picking out of this?"
Priorities are wrong here, aren't they? You know, here is a man wearing a fake belt, having a photograph taken with a passenger on the plane, and he's called it a selfie and it's not one, and that's what people are cross about.
I mean, it's not a selfie. I mean, they're right. They're not wrong. But...
That's right, and now you pointed out, I'm livid about that.
At what point do you say, can I get a photo?
I know. It's such an odd thing.
I mean, the best part about it is, though, that he had to ask one of the stewards to translate to the guy. So he literally had to look her in the eye and go, I want a photo with him. And she had to translate for them. And she was probably just
but
like...
the fact that the guy took time out from his hijacking.
Apparently he shrugged and went, okay.
I mean...
Well,
but it's like, you know, when
fame's got to him, hasn't it?
Well, this is the thing. You see, when people are famous, right? People, I know, some don't like to go up to people and have their photograph taken. You know, on the way here today, I genuinely walked past Jarvis Cocker.
Yes, I know.
Right, and I walked past Jarvis Cocker, and he walked past me, and I thought it's Jarvis Cocker, right? But I'm not going to bother him. You know, I'd like to say you're one of the great songwriters of the modern era. You know, your work, I love your work. You get excited, don't you? Jarvis Cocker, right? But I didn't.
You're
bothering people. Don't bother hijackers when they're busy working.
But are you now going to hijack a plane because you didn't get that picture and you won't land it until you get a picture with him?
That is a ludicrous notion because, no, I wouldn't do that. No, because no. Just no, Alice.
I just want someone to hijack
a
plane.
Yes, I know you do. Stop saying it. We're not condoning hijacking of planes, by the way, in any way, shape, or form. Just to make that clear.
I also like how...
It's not funny. It could have been serious, Cornelius.
I know, but it wasn't. It was like the wife went, oh, what do you want for your birthday? I'll surprise me. And he went... oh, you got me a domestic Egyptian flight. Thanks very much.
But then went back.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to keep it.
Yeah, I know.
One of their relationships on the rocks.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. It is hard to buy for people, though, isn't it?
It really
you know,
is.
I mean, perhaps he's just run out of ideas. Handbag? No, she's got loads of handbags. Get her iTunes vouchers. No. Just get her. On a hijacker. Anyway, what else have we got in the review of the news? Review of the news from Alice.
Singer Tulisa charged with drink driving.
Okay. Now, hang on. Legally, we must be careful.
Okay.
For, you know, she's charged with drink driving.
Yes.
So we can't comment on that. So why have you picked that out, Cornelius, and slid it over... over the table towards Alice there?
Well, it was highlighted.
Okay.
So one of the other shows must have done it.
Well, I'll tell you what we can do. We can simply read it out.
But that'd be very dull.
Well, but that's, you know, you've got to be careful with ongoing cases, haven't you?
Oh, goodness. Okay. Former X Factor judge Tulisa Con...
Never mind about that.
That
bit's not legally binding.
Has been charged with drink driving after a collision.
There we go.
Apparently, her Ferrari crashed into an elderly couple's vehicle. So they didn't bother to tell us what car the elderly couple had. Who cares?
Yeah, well, exactly. She's got a Ferrari.
Apparently so.
We can't speculate on whether she has a Ferrari or not.
No, not an ongoing case. Is the...
Well, you've read it in the newspaper, so it must be true, right?
Yeah. Is she... Which one's she? I don't know.
She was in N-Dubs.
She was an X Factor judge as well.
Yeah.
And she was FHM's sexiest woman in 1 year, apparently.
In year one. In the first year ever, she was the sexiest woman.
Apparently.
I mean, you honestly lost me at N-dubs. I mean, what is an N-dubs?
It had that other
guy
Dappy, with that...
You know Dappy.
Yeah. Oh, Dappy out of N-dubs.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Well, this is the female version.
She's the female Dappy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, now I understand. He punched a horse.
What?
Did he punched a horse. What, did he? Or is that someone else?
Who punches a horse?
I'm going to have to check this now.
Why?
I don't know. If it's an ongoing case, I wish I hadn't said that he punched. I'm sure he punched a horse. Did he punch a horse? Just Google Dappy punchy horsey. Just Google that.
Punched a fan, allegedly.
Well, do you know?
Oh my god. Well, that's a bit.
No,
different.
he was hospitalised after being kicked in the face by a horse.
That's what I said.
Yes, it's not.
The horse punched Dappy.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm glad that's clear.
Well, someone punched someone and there was a horse involved.
Yeah.
So.
And Talisha's crashed a
Ferrari.
No, next. This is how just how they do pay-per-views on Sky, isn't it?
Yeah,
just the same as that.
As they go.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Vernon?
No.
Okay.
Not interested.
Madonna's in here for some reason.
A lot of people review the papers. They come in armed with the paper, you know, and that's what happens. But I like this new approach. I very much like the approach that you're bringing to this, Alice, of just sort of going, yeah, I'll review the papers. Just sort of going.
Well, wow. I did read one in the Standard when I was coming over here about a woman who was released. Oh, no, she wasn't released. She was arrested, and then the police officer who was meant to be in charge of her fell asleep, and she managed to escape.
Wow.
Actually, that's quite a story.
And also, she was the reason, because I think she was in hospital, so the police officer was, like, guarding her, and the reason she was arrested was because she stole 4 shampoo bottles from Boots, apparently.
All the big stories on talk radio this afternoon. Listen, Alice, thank you very much for being a diversity paper reviewer today. That's Alice. She's a lesbian one. It's coming up to 3:30. Victoria will have the news momentarily. Don't forget you can win some meat in the next half an hour in a game of Dead or Alive 328. It's talk radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria.
Talk radio.
The Business Secretary, Sajid Javid, is cutting short his trip to Australia because of the UK's steel crisis. The government says it's working tirelessly at all viable options to help. The jobs of 15,000 workers are at risk after the Indian company Tata confirmed it wants to sell its entire UK operation. Terry Schooler, CEO of EEF, the industry body for engineering and manufacturing employers, is optimistic a buyer can be found.
Yes, there's a cost here. Perhaps Tata has come to the end of its particular journey here, but I think that investment and turnaround plan must be given a chance. It must be given a fighting chance, and that is where I think government support is essential.
European judges says it's right that prosecutors didn't charge police over the fatal shooting of a man in London they believe to be a suicide bomber. Brazilian-born Jean-Charles de Menezes was shot dead at an underground station in 2005. Egyptian prosecutors reportedly want a hijacker who forced a passenger plane to divert to Cyprus to be extradited to Egypt. The 59-year-old who appeared in court in Cyprus today was wearing a belt with fake explosives when the plane was forced to change course yesterday. A man's been arrested by detectives investigating the murders of 2 policemen in a bar in Belfast almost 30 years ago. Special Branch Detective Constables Michael Malone and Ernest Carson were shot in 1987 during an IRA gun attack in Donegal Quay. The 54-year-old's been taken to a police station for questioning. The disgraced footballer Adam Johnson has started his appeal against his conviction for sexual activity with a child. The former Sunderland and England player was jailed last week for 6 years. And Morph is returning to our TV screens. New episodes will be shown, as well as short features that'll encourage children to create their own characters and films at home. The weather turning cold and frosty for many overnight with lows of around 3 degrees.
What good news that is, isn't it, about Morph?
It's lovely.
I was a big fan of Morph. Were you aware of aware of his work, right, Morph?
Yeah, I'm not that young.
Okay. Remember the name of his friend?
Terry?
Chaz. Yeah, see. Victoria, thank you very much for the... Oh, I've got a recipe here for tartar steel.
Okay. A new one?
No. Iron ore is first mined from the ground. It is then smelted in blast furnaces where the impurities are removed and 200 millilitres of mayo are added, as well as 3 tablespoons of capers and gherkins and a squeeze of lemon. Tartar steel.
Mm.
I tried it again, Con.
How'd it go?
I'll be honest, it went about as well as last time.
Really?
Yeah. It still hasn't got any better, I'm afraid.
It's not.
tartar sauce?
Tartar steel.
That's the joke.
The joke is that
the joke because there's a condiment called tartar sauce.
That's right, and there's a steel company called Tartar Steel. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I put the two things.
Well, John and Con, I do get the joke. I just don't think it's funny.
Well, I didn't think your news was true.
How offensive. I've been working rigorously out there.
Well, what do you mean we're doing
it? The facts.
It's 3:31.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash.
The other one. Okay, dumb Ash. Oh, yeah.
Settle down. The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, 3:32, good afternoon to you. Now, you need meat. That's just general life advice, obviously. If you need meat, allow us to help you. For this is Talk Radio. It is the home of the gift of meat. And you can win it this afternoon, in the next half an hour. You can win the meat in a game of Dead or Here's how it's going to work. I've got a list of things here. They're either dead or they are alive. It's very simple. All you have to do is decide which is which. And if you'd like to win some meat, you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. All you have to do is text the word... Well, it starts with talk, doesn't it? 87222. The word talk, followed by the word... dead, followed by your own name, which, yes, is morbid. Deal with it. So 87222, the word talk, then the word dead, then your own name, if you'd like to come on the radio to win some meat in a game of dead or alive. Very simple. We'll open the lines up for that now. We'll call you back. Don't worry about that nonsense. 87222, the word talk, the word dead, your own name. We will call you back if you would like to win some meat. And while you're figuring that out, let's go through some more crap injuries that we were talking about earlier. And possibly some more of your reactions as well. So yeah, 87222, if you want to win some meat on Talk Radio in a game of dead or alive. What have we got, Cornelius? Crap injuries. We should probably just reset this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's professional.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are we doing this?
I can't remember.
Okay, fine. Good. I know, because I hurt my arm.
Yeah, you hurt your arm. What you should do is, because you went bowling with your children and you hurt
That sounds like I hurled my offspring at some pins. Which is not what happened.
No,
to be clear.
No.
I hurled a ball, but to impress them, I used a ball that was a little bit too heavy and tore something in my wrist.
I think what I'd recommend next time you go bowling, you choose one of the sort of lightly coloured balls, maybe a bright pink one. I think you won't struggle with that one.
Why are they lighter, are they?
I think so, yeah, sort of. I mean,
that's a little bit sexist.
Not really.
Well, why should pink be a light colour?
Why not? It's just a colour.
Fair point.
87222. Why pink? Start your message with the word talk.
Yeah, absolutely right. Get involved.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. So you injured yourself, and Roger Federer hurt himself in the bathroom. Bathroom mishap causing a knee injury.
Right, okay. So what have we got here? We've got some stupid... crap injuries, crap injuries. What have you got? What have you got? What have you got?
Benny has texted in saying he was once dressed in a banana costume and he slipped on a man.
8722 for that. There's actually quite a lot here, aren't there? I once broke a finger, says Nick, concentrating too hard on Jenga. a bloke from the top landed on my finger.
I think he meant to put block.
I think so too.
Just a bloke fell from the ceiling.
Was he playing human Jenga? We don't know. Maybe he was. Maybe he was literally stacking up people.
Yeah, sort of in threes.
Yeah,
and then in opposite direction
threes, and just stacking up people high in a garden Jenga, mm-hmm. but with humans.
Yeah.
And then you just have to pull one out.
Yeah, you can't take any from the top three rows.
No, that's not allowed.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you take one out, mm-hmm. and then a bloke from the top of it broke his finger in a game of human Jenga. And that is what our listeners do. Good. Okay, fine. Now, some reactions as well. Now, I understand I'm right in thinking that another big debate that's been raging this afternoon, and we want to get involved in it, don't we? So this is a new section of the show. This is where we get what you reckon, right? It's technically your opinions. It's your opinions. We go out on the streets and around. We go around, I think it's fair to say, getting your opinion. It's how talk radio works. We just kind of, you know, we're new to this. We've only been here a week or so. And we are getting involved in how talk radio works. So if you reckon something, you know, we may come up to, if someone puts a microphone in your face with talk radio written on it and you reckon something, then do say what you reckon into it. The big debate this afternoon, well, we've done the big debate. What are we going to call this? The big question. The big question this afternoon, we'll go with that, until we think of something better. The big question this afternoon is apples or peas? What do you think?
Peas.
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 Apples.
Apples.
Peas every time.
Peas. Apples.
Peas.
Apples.
Apples.
Peas.
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 Apples.
Peas.
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 Apples.
Wait, we're back on.
That was me there, just saying, we're back on.
So a little look behind the scenes there at Cornelius's panicked face. I wasn't panicking.
No, it's because you weren't concentrating.
I was talking to the producer who's come in with a note.
What's it say,
Cass?
I hate Con.
I know, I can see that, but on the other side, it says, break for ads. See, this is how we have to communicate, right? Because there's a talkback system, but mm-hmm. it doesn't work very well. It just distorts, right?
Okay.
So I know what's going on, because Cass, who is the ass prod...
Yeah, the assistant producer.
...passes me notes. And okay. She came in to pass me a note.
Like in school.
You panicked.
Yeah, I did.
We're back on!
It's because the audio ran out.
People are still reeling from this country's decision as to whether it's apple or peas.
Did we get to the bottom of that?
No, it's still raging on Twitter.
Oh, really?
So, as I say, if you do have if you do reckon something to do with apples or peas, by the way, this afternoon, we do want to hear about that as well. Right, I think we're going to play Dead or Alive after the ads, which is basically the gist of what Cass are coming into.
Oh, okay.
Is that right, Cass?
Yeah, let's do that.
Fine. All right, it's 20 to 4. We'll play Dead or Alive for some meat next. And if you do have an opinion on apples or peas, and which is best, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
Here's some adverts.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year. If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. Right now, new season spring collection sofas are half price. Available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. How inspiring's that? DFS, not percent APR representative.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M5 still struggling northbound because of an accident between 21 at Weston and 20 at Clevedon. There's queues on the A34 in Oxfordshire north towards the M40 at Junction 9. Delays back towards the I-slip turn. That's because of an accident. Norfolk's A11 in Thetford still closed north at the A1075 as a recovery of an overturned lorry continues. The M6 north is still heavy from 11A at the M6 toll to 12 at Telford after earlier problems. And reports coming in of a breakdown causing queues on the clockwise M60 around Junction 19. I'm Jarena Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It's 3:43 and ahead of Dead or Alive. Let's go to some of your reactions this afternoon. Reactions, come on, what's coming in?
Yes, ever elderly generation since forever have said things weren't like this since I was a child. So, and Daily Mail reader says, absolutely disgusting.
Absolutely right that you think that's disgusting. I've just got here, just says veterans. That's come in from Gigi on Twitter. A lot of actually a hell of a lot of reaction coming in this afternoon. Let's read some more. I've actually printed out the internet here. So this just says, well, that sums it up. That's from Pro Europe. I don't believe any of it has come in 6 times now. What else do we have here? The only politicians. That's from Cynic. We've got to. I think we're going to Dead or Alive. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Is that what we're doing? It's a little bit of a shambles because I think the phone stopped working. But if that's what we're doing, let's do it. It's Dead or Alive. It's your chance to win some meat on the radio. If you did enter, you will have been called back entirely at random by the assistant producer Cass. It's a game of Dead or Alive. Right, Dead or Alive works like this. There's a list of things that are either dead or they're alive. All you have to do is decide whether it's dead or whether it's alive. On the line to play is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, I'm grand. How are you?
Good. Fine, thanks, Chris. Yeah, very fine. What do you do, Chris?
I'm a plumber.
A plumber?
Oh.
Yeah. Excellent news.
It's good to wedge if you can get it.
Yes. How long have you plumbed?
I've plumbed around for the last 5 years.
Not around the last 5 years. All right. So you're a competent plumber, is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a very competent plumber.
Okay, good. All right. So,
my favourite bend is the U-bend.
That is a strong bend.
Yeah.
Actually. I mean, out of all of... What are the other bends?
Look, I don't want to give the trades the secrets of the trade away. The U bend is the best bend.
Is that the entry bend?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. Let's stick with U
bend.
Okay. What's your favourite kind of tap?
Just your old fashioned swirly. You know the turning tap.
Yeah.
I don't like these newfangled ones.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Are they difficulter to install?
They're far far difficult. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. All right. Have you ever accidentally killed anyone?
Never.
Good.
Good plumber. I'd recommend that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you get that on your website.
That would be a unique selling point.
Yeah. Well, not every plumber can say that. Yeah. So, if you're up with a chance, you're in with a chance, or indeed up with a chance of winning some meat, Chris. What meat would you win out of a choice of chicken, beef, or lamb in a game of Dead or Alive?
I'm a vegetarian.
Excellent news.
No, I'm not. Oh. You've always got to go lamb.
Lamb. That's yeah, okay. Yeah. Very Eastery. I was going to say it doesn't matter. You can be a vegetarian because we also give away a box of organic veg for vegetarians. So it's absolutely fine. It would have worked fine.
Okay.
But you've gone lamb. It's a game of Dead or Alive. So here comes a list of things. They're either dead or they're alive. All you have to do is say dead or alive. It's very simple. Cornelius keeping score. Dead or alive. My Uncle Eric.
I'm going alive.
No.
Actually,
my great uncle Eric killed by the Japanese.
No, if you said great uncle Eric,
he only has one uncle called Eric.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, but he wasn't that good. Killed by the Japanese during the war. So the bloke who did the conveyancing on my parents' home 2 years ago, dead or alive?
He's alive.
He is alive. He's gone freelance. Yeah. He emailed my dad to see if he needed any other conveyancing work done. Now he's gone sort of solo. He's alive.
Okay.
Pool.
Pool. Alive.
No, Deadpool. Pool. It's Deadpool, the film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cockles and mussels.
Oh, man. This is tough. I think cockles is alive, but mussels is dead.
It's not a bad guess, actually, but in this instance, it was the song Cockles and Mussels Alive, Alive, Oh. They were both alive. Vernon Kay's chances of getting away with it this time.
Very much dead.
Dead is the right answer. My leg after Jason Ward need me in it in the school playground in July 1985.
Dead.
Yes. Gave me a dead leg, Jason Ward.
Yep.
To a lot of people. The Hills.
Dead. They're alive.
Do you want to go dead or alive?
I'm going alive. The Hills are alive.
Should have stuck to your first answer. The Hills were actually, in this case, a family who lived in my parents. Three generations wiped out in a tragic photocopying accident in 2006. I don't know, it's fine. W. Ward Reynoldson. Dead or alive?
Anyone with an initial with their first name is old, and therefore, or old-fashioned, I'm going dead.
You'd be right, he was the Chief Justice of the Iowa Supreme Court. He died 2 days ago, aged 95.
Yeah.
My old history teacher, who can't be named for legal reasons.
Unfortunately, he's still alive.
He is, but he's in prison.
Yeah, well...
But I can't tell you what that is because of legal reasons.
And that's a whole different topic.
It's a whole different quiz. final question. Yeah, here it is. Listen carefully. The Queen, according to Frank Turner. The Queen, according to Frank Turner. Dead or alive?
She's alive.
Let's find out.
The Queen is dead, yes.
Oh! This is Queen is Dead by Frank Turner.
So close, I didn't get the lamb, did I?
Well, I don't know, because we've got to go to the score and we've got to check the system. So let's go to Cornelius, who's currently with the system.
Hi, John. You join me here live at the system.
Can you check the system to see whether there's enough points that Chris got there to win the lamb?
I'll just boot it up.
On Talk Radio. Talk Radio this afternoon.
I mean, if I didn't get enough to win the lamb, maybe I've got the vegetable box.
That's not how it works. No. Checking the system. It's quite a slow system. Just bear with us.
Buffering. Yeah. It's buffering. Oh, I've got fault. Fault. Okay.
Just checking the system.
Okay, it's ready.
Yeah.
What's the verdict?
It's just printing.
You've got to wait for it to print.
Yeah, it's just printing.
Do you want to just got to pop out to the printer. Just bear with us. Bear with us, Chris. We're just popping out to the.
He's won enough. He's won the lamb. He's got five.
Congratulations! You won the lamb. Well done. You've won the lamb.
This is great. I just want to thank everyone that I know. You, John, and...
it's Con. Cornelius.
Cornelius. You don't need to remember him. It's fine. Congratulations, you've won land. Well done.
Thank you very much. Right, thank you.
Okay, great. Dead or alive, a bit of anticlimax, really. dead or alive, blame the system. Dead or alive on Talk Radio. And Cornelius, very quickly, let's go to the text for some final reactions that are coming in this afternoon. I've got some here. It just says Hartley Brewer.
Oh.
So that's a reaction that's come in there. Another reaction just says Steel. It says Steel Crisis. That's actually a tweet from Sam Delaney, who's going to be talking about the Steel Crisis.
Sure am.
You all right, Sam?
All right.
Good. Hey, Sam.
Sam Delaney's here, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who's, you know, he's got a programme to do.
Yes, Steel Crisis. What are the government doing? Do you know that in the midst of what some people are calling the biggest potential economic crisis since the crash of 2008, that David Cameron is on holiday in Lanzarote, which, apart from anything else, I mean, you know, fair enough, he's got to go on holiday once in a while. He's not bothered coming home yet. He's just like,
Is he still there? Is he just hanging out?
Yeah, he's just like, he's probably keeps looking at his phone and just like laughing and going to his wife, as if, and then just pressing reject. yes, Steel. What do I care about Steel? And so he's just in Lanzarote, but it seems like a strange location for a it's not how I imagine the Toffs to holiday, is
it? Well, the problem is, you see, they've got into trouble for this before. They have to go somewhere that the everyman would go to.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Because if he went, to Mauritius or somewhere.
Well, Tony Blair used to go on holiday. He used to borrow houses off other world statesmen.
Yes, he did.
And he famously went and stayed in one of Berlusconi's Bunga Bunga houses, but with his wife.
Yeah.
So that obviously didn't go down too well.
No.
Gordon Brown would just go
on... Bunga Bunga guests might have done.
No. Gordon Brown just went on drizzly holidays in the UK, but he actually did that out of choice because he was, of course, Britain's strangest man. And now David Cameron, who presumably would ordinarily, I don't know, probably like, you know, in the former colonies is where he would like ordinarily holiday, you know.
But he's had to slum it in Lanzarote.
He's had to slum it for like PR reasons.
Exactly that.
And he's saying to his spin doctor...
dictating where you're going
on holiday. He's saying to his spin doctor, right now, listen, you sent me to this god-awful dump, and by jingo, I'm staying here. I'm not coming back to fix the horrible, ghastly lives of these steel workers, whatever that means.
Yes.
And so he thought, well, I'm stuck in Lanzarote. I'm staying here now.
This is tartar steel, of course.
Tartar steel.
Do you want to hear my recipe for tartar steel?
Yes.
It's iron ore. I'm going to try this again. Yeah. It's iron ore. Different audience this time. Okay. Iron ore, first mined from the ground. That's what you have to do first. It's then smelted in blast furnaces, where the impurities are removed, and 200 millilitres of mayonnaise are then added, as well as 3 tablespoons of capers, gherkins, and a squeeze of lemon. Tartar steel.
Lovely. I mean, that is like... Remember yesterday when you were trying to do Inception on the radio? That joke was sort of like that.
Yeah.
Because it had so many complex levels that it was almost rewriting the rule book.
And that's very much my contribution to the whole tartar steel debate.
Yeah, well, very good.
Thanks very much. What else have you got on the programme?
What else are we talking about? What did it say on my tweet?
It's okay, I'll read it.
Hull nudity.
Load of people having their photo taken nude in Hull.
I'm from Hull.
Yeah, well, interesting. Can you come on my show as a guest, please?
Asprod Cass, assistant producer.
Yeah, well,
You're Hull.
Yeah.
You're Hullian.
I knew you were northern.
I did tell you this before, but you Hullish. Just chose not to listen.
I don't listen to what you
He just
say.
Threw his head back, laughed, and said, I don't care!
And then walks away.
Yeah.
I'll have no truck with you people.
Yeah. It's going to be the European City of Culture, right, Hull?
Yeah.
And celebrate this, some artist has decided to strip everyone naked.
Artist usually,
yeah, and take a photo of them all.
Yep.
Is this something? If you were in Hull cast, would you get involved in
this? No.
How do you think the people of Hull feel about nudity? Like public nudity, are they very? I feel that they're probably. You know, I'm sort of quite. I have a load of kind of stereotypes in my mind about northern folk.
Of course you do, like every southerner does.
Yeah, and so I assume they're like, oh, no, I never heard out so daft in my life. I'm not getting my claws off for some daft
It's
photograph.
Not 1948.
No. Okay, I'm wrong.
It's always 1948 in Hull.
I did accept in advance that this was probably an incorrect prejudice. I don't
imagine...
And yet
you brought it into the studio
I'm happy to do that.
Again, talk radio, it's what it's about. I'm telling you. You've got to say something reactionary, right?
And or, then people in my case, just ill-informed.
Oh, yeah, that works too.
Yeah. Yeah, in my own defence, I'm stupid, not reactionary.
Yeah, I'm stupidly reactionary.
Yeah, that's about wind double.
Sums up the whole thing. So, okay, whole nudity. It says on your tweet, tank engine ethnicity, Raoul.
Oh, yeah, because Thomas the Tank Engine, there's a film coming out and they've introduced a load of ethnic tanks. So they're not just English anymore. There's a Brazilian tank engine.
That's a very narrow tank engine.
There's an Indian tank engine, a Mexican tank engine. And some people, I don't know who, but... by golly, I'll find out. It may be Julia Hartley Brewer up in arms about the idea of this diversification.
I'm not sure you should use the word golly there. Frankly,
I've already found myself
in this argument. Look what you've done. You've caused a reaction again.
Terrible.
It's political correctness gone mad.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So, yeah. Brown-faced trains, naked northerners, and lazy prime ministers.
Do you know, it sounds to me like Radio Gold.
It does.
We'll be back tomorrow with more afternoon things. 1 till 4, Talk Radio Afternoons. I'm John Holmes, Sam Delaney up next.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.